without Medicaid, America moves a giant step backward to the days when health care was reserved for the healthy and the wealthy.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vint Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else, rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention. You just may learn something.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. Next hour, we're going to be talking about an extraordinary interview that took place around 10 years ago between a writer named Michael Crichton and Charlie Rose, who is on PBS and on CBS. So we are in part subsidizing his salary. Michael Crichton said he knew nothing about global warming. Crichton, by the way, is a doctor. So he studied chemistry, biology. He's somebody who's trained to connect the dots. So he began researching global warming and, yes, found out that the planet was heating about a degree or so in the last 100 years. But whether or not man has played a big role, small role, or no role, he said the scientists are in different groups about that. What to do about the effects of global warming, scientists are in different groups about that. Whether or not it makes sense to go through something like the Kyoto Protocol, that was not ratified by Congress, or the Paris Agreement that was not even ratified or submitted by Congress any more than the Kyoto Agreement was, is another question. And we'll play that for you next hour, so stick around for that. But first, got a call during the break from somebody who said that Muhammad could not have written down the Quran because he was illiterate. And I've heard that before, although there's suggestion that he was a traitor and very likely was not illiterate, but it's neither here nor there. I think people that make that argument are missing the point. The whole point is that assuming Muhammad is illiterate, which is what many Muslims believe, doesn't that make the dictation all the more miracle? Here's a man who could neither read nor write, yet God, through him, wrote down all these things that comprise the Quran. And use somebody illiterate, so the illiterate person could not have put his own spin on it, could not have put his own interpretation, because he was literate, could neither read nor write. At least that's the assumption. So for you to call and say this couldn't have happened because Muhammad was illiterate, you're misunderstanding the entire point. The entire point is it's supposed to have been a miracle that somebody who could neither read nor write wrote this very lengthy document known as the Quran, which, by the way, the literal interpretation of the word Quran, it means the recitation. I also made a crack about if it's really about jobs, why don't we just write them a check and they can spend the money as they choose and then we'll have peace. Do you know that that's what exactly what we did with respect to the Barbary Pirates? We paid them money. And roughly about 20% of America's GDP at the time. That's the equivalent of $760 billion a year in today's terms. It was called a tribute to these criminal Barbary leaders. And ultimately, we stopped paying, went to war, and stopped it. But that's exactly what Thomas Jefferson wanted to do. He said, do we go to war, or would it be less expensive to pay money to these idiots and be done with it so we continue to trade? And ultimately, they decided not to. But for a while, a tribute was, in fact, paid to these Barbary Muslim pirates that were jumping on American ships, stealing cargo, stealing men. Now, this host with CNN, his name is Reza Aslan. I think I met him one time in the green room when I was doing a hit for Fox, but I could be wrong about that. And after the terror attacks on Saturday, Donald Trump tweeted, we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety. End of quote. And yes, Donald Trump is now calling it a travel ban, says he doesn't care what anybody calls it. I'm calling it a travel ban. And I'm watching MSNBC and CNN and even Fox all saying that this is going to hurt his case with the courts because they're taking into consideration things he says. And now that he's calling it a specific travel ban as opposed to a temporary ban or a travel suspension or a visa suspension, it is now going to make it worse for Donald Trump when this case ultimately gets heard by the Supreme Court, assuming it does. If, however, you argue, as I do, that what's relevant are the words in the executive order, not what Donald Trump said as a candidate, not what Donald Trump says as president. That's politics. But the specific wording on the document is what counts. And now that Neil Gorsuch is on the Supreme Court and the four conservatives, I'm calling Kennedy a conservative right now for purposes of this argument, will not be real happy about the way the lower courts took Donald Trump's words as a candidate and as a president. Same court, by the way, who didn't take Barack Obama's words when he routinely said that failure to pay your Obamacare would result in a fee or a penalty. He never called it a tax. Well, guess what? The only way it was deemed to be legal by the courts is if Obamacare were a tax. So the very words that Obama used in saying it wasn't a tax was ignored by the Supreme Court. Why then are you taking into consideration Donald Trump's words, say the four members of the Supreme Court plus Neil Gorsuch? So I think that when this saying is ultimately heard, it will be deemed to be legal by the Supreme Court. Now, this host called Donald Trump a, quote, piece of blank. Quote, this piece of blank is not just an embarrassment to America and a stain on the presidency. He's an embarrassment to humankind. Close quote. He has a show called Believer with Reza Aslan, where he, quote, immerses himself in the world's most fascinating faith-based groups to experience life as a true believer, close quote. That's what the CNN website says about his show. Now, here's my question. It's very simple. Can you imagine any host, let alone a conservative host, referring to President Obama via a tweet as a, quote, piece of S, referring to human excrement, close quote, and the person puts out an apology as Aslan did? Do you think the apology would have saved that person's job? You know the answer to that. Why then is it okay to refer to President Donald Trump as a piece of blank when such a reference to Barack Obama would have gotten the person fired? Why is this okay? Why is it okay for Maxine Waters to refer to Donald Trump's cabinet members as, quote, scumbags? And that would include, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, so he's a scumbag too. Why is it okay for Howard Dean to refer to Steve Bannon as, quote, a Nazi, close quote? This is where we are. And when Edie Hill was a host on Fox during the 2008 campaign, she teased a segment. Quote, a fist bump, a pound, a terrorist fist jab, the gesture everyone seemed to interpret differently, close quote. And it was a picture of Senator Barack Obama and Michelle doing a fist bump. And then she came back and did the segment and never referred to it as a terrorist fist bump, never said that it was, just said it's all sorts of things to all sorts of people. Quote, let's start with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, because that's what most people are writing about, the fist thump. Is that the sort of signal that young people get, close quote? Nowhere during the discussion did she refer to it as a terrorist fist jab, except in the tease to say this is what other people are speculating it might have been. She got fired. She got fired. Just by doing a tease to a segment and speculated as to the different interpretations that people have given to the photograph of Senator Obama and Michelle doing a fist bump. Gone. 888-971-SAGE. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Bill Maher. Bill Maher, in an interview with a Republican senator, referred to himself as a House N-word, has since apologized. Frankly, I'm kind of surprised that Bill Maher felt the need to apologize. I will explain why when I come back. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Do not leave town. I will be on the Hannity Show tonight talking about what Bill Maher said. And what exactly are the rules when it comes to the N-word? Bill Maher is a comic. So is Kevin Hart. So is Cat Williams. So is Chris Rock. All of whom routinely use the N-word. Now, I'm just trying to figure out what the rules are. I'm sure Bill Maher is trying to figure out what the rules are now, too. 888-971-SAGE. Don't leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned. Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
We can't always predict the timing of a full-scale market collapse, and I know you're constantly hearing rumors of it happening, but always being prepared is a great step to saving and earning a profit, no matter who's in office. There's an unusual strategy over at SafeProfitPlan.com you can use to potentially profit now and during the crash. It has to do with a little-known profit window that opens in the market every 6 days. A retired Michigan engineer discovered it, and he's revealing everything on a free training video at SafeProfitPlan.com that gives you the chance to go after as much as $2,000 every week. So if you hold stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, you need this strategy from our partner Profits Run. It doesn't matter which way the market moves. All you need to do is copy the simple strategy revealed at SafeProfitPlan.com. Trading involves risk of loss and is not appropriate for everyone. But this training is free and spots are limited. So hurry over to SafeProfitPlan.com. That's SafeProfitPlan.com.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design design of a high-efficiency sun power system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Larry. It's Robert from Corona. Just wanted to relay that the misinformation that the leftists and the liberals have about Donald Trump and about the Paris Accords and climate change is just so astounding to me. I people that I talk to at work, I don't get into politics at work, but people bring it up. And one gentleman at my job thinks that Donald Trump became president to make money. Is that the most astounding thing you've ever heard? I just don't get it. There's a complete lack of thoughtfulness on the left. So, love your show, Larry. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. 888-971-FAGE. The Stand with Israel Tour, an inspiring educational 9-day journey that will offer you firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past, its dramatic present, and its promising future, while introducing you to the geopolitical, economic, and innovative technology and security dynamics of this amazing nation. SRN hosts Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager will be accompanying travelers for their entire trip. You'll explore the Galilee region, the city of Jerusalem, tour modern Tel Aviv, receive a unique expert introduction to the land and its historic sites. You'll also meet high-ranking Israeli leaders and gain a unique perspective into the country. Convenient way to pay for the trip, pay in one lump sum, or you can even pay in installments. Just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Ali is in New York. Ali, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
I'm doing well.
I just want to get on your show, man, just to say what I think. I never got to you, man. I've been trying like hell to get on you. But you're a nice guy, man. I like you, man. You're cool. But I'm not speaking of you right now. I'm speaking of the guy before you. They seem to be doing a lot of talking about people's, culture, and when he don't understand the culture. Because when we brought him from Africa, man, we were slaughtered and everything in the book, man, that you could name that happened. And then they turn around us and then put things on TV, other gangsters. I don't know if you remember back in time with the gangsters on TV, with the mobs and all that was on TV, and they showed all people how to be killers with guns and everything. So they grow up with all that. Now the world is a disaster, and everything is happening. It's not all before these things are happening. It's what they taught us in education. Now these things is being affiliated all around, and then these people go in these people's country, and they blow them up for no reason. Had us fighting the wars back in that time, You know, I have a lot of cousins that died in Florida and back in the war. They know what they were fighting the people for. They know what they were saying. But the only smart guy was.
Only because I want to finish this while we're still young. Only because I want to finish the conversation while we're still young. Ali, can you tell me, the reason you called, I'm assuming, is because you think racism remains a major problem in America, correct?
That's correct, and it's playing
more up. Okay. Now, in your own personal life, Ali, tell me the most racist things that's happened to you in the last 5 or 10 years.
Okay, now, things right now, I don't know a place where they had put me in, and I heard Barack Obama spoke about it. I heard other people spoke about it. Even the mail from New York spoke about it.
Ali, please answer my question. Name, tell me the most horrific thing that happened to you in the last 5 or 10 years had to do with racism. What?
Okay, this is what I'm going to explain to you. Okay, it's that I lost an apartment.
You lost an apartment.
They put me out. Now, I don't have nowhere to stick.
Okay, hold on, Ali. Hold on, sir. Let's analyze this. They put you out. Why?
They put me out over a drug criminal record.
Then that had nothing to do with racism, right? Ali, then it had nothing to do with racism. You were black when you got the apartment, right?
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about, man. I have a problem with racist people when I go out and shop.
You know what, Ali? I'm going to move on because I got a headache. Honestly, I gave you an opportunity to tell me what you thought was the most racist thing that happened to you in 5 or 10 years. You're taking a million years to answer the question. It seems to me if racism is a major problem in America, it ought not be that difficult for you to tell me all the things that happened to you in the last 5 or 10 years that have been outrageous as a result of you being targeted because you're a black person. And you're telling me that you got kicked out of an apartment because of drugs? An apartment that somehow you got, even though you were black? What the landlord just realized you were black and then threw you out? I mean, come on. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Appreciate the call. Rich is in Columbus. Rich, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
You are on, sir.
Hi, Larry. I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener.
Appreciate it. And your question is?
I'm sorry, are you there?
I am here. What's your question, Rich?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Well, I'm also a longtime listener of Michael Medved,
mm-hmm.
and he expressed advocacy of taking down some Confederacy symbols in New Orleans. And this should really be a question for him, but I'm wondering when it comes to Stone Mountain. What they would do about that?
Rich, last week I talked about my attitude about the anti-Confederacy movement and removing all of these statues of Confederate generals, and I told you that it is way, way down on my priority list. I believe that many Southerners and others in good faith believe that these people who fought and died were doing so because they believed in states' rights, they believed in preserving the South, they believed that the North was oppressing them. And I think that we ought to allow them to have that perspective. And for me in 2017 to be angry because some people are celebrating a Confederate general who fought, died in a war, in the Great War that ultimately resulted in the abolition of slavery. For me to be angry because people have some degree of Southern pride, to me is a bit much, and I'm not down with that. And I think it's real low priority. Am I happy about watching a Confederate flag when I see a Confederate flag? No, I'm not. I can't say that I am. But I also recognize that just because you've got a Confederate flag does not mean that it's a symbol of I hate black people, which is how a lot of people have interpreted that. I don't think that's fair. So that's my attitude. Low priority. My big priority is what we should do about preserving the family. What should we do about making sure that when you send your kid to a school, that your kid is going to be able to get a education commensurate with his grade? He'll be able to read, write, and compute at grade level. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about crime. I'm concerned about jobs. I'm concerned about why it is that we're not producing people that are economically viable in this country. That's, to me, are much, much bigger priorities than whether or not there's a Confederate statue somewhere in Atlanta and people want it moved because they feel that it's insulting. I don't feel that way at all. 888-971-SAG. By the way, I asked my mom and my dad about this very same thing, and they pretty much said the same thing. Low priority. We're going to talk about more about Bill Maher and his use of the N-word when I come back. Don't leave town.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, June 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I
know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Larry, tell us Chino Hills again. You know, the whole LeBron James thing, he has such a great opportunity to move things in the right direction. And instead, this supposedly high-class man took us backwards. And it's really sad that he decided to stay on the race card as opposed to saying, you know what, we've made a lot of progress. There's always an idiot out there. Anyway, have a great day.
888-971-SAG, 888-971-7243. Let me say something real quickly about what this caller just said. He's referring to the fact that some neck bone spray painted the N-word on the gate of LeBron James' home here in Los Angeles. And LeBron James went public and said that it's still difficult being black in America, and compared what happened to him to what happened to Emmett Till in 1955. When a young black boy from Chicago came to Mississippi and ended up being brutally murdered by two racists who then stood trial, even though the evidence was, in my opinion, compelling. They were found not guilty by an all-white jury because the jury claimed that the body was so badly mutilated they couldn't tell who it was. Incredible. And I agree that LeBron James could have said something to the effect of, look, idiots abound in a country that's got 300 million people. 8% to 10% believe Elvis is alive. Almost half of that number believes if you send him a letter, he will get it. They are boneheads. You write them off. Hate crimes are rare in this country. And as far as religious-based hate crimes anyway, Jews are far more likely to be victimized than, say, Muslims. And as a percentage of the population, when you look at blacks being 13% of the population, blacks commit more than 13% of the hate crimes, and whites are roughly 68% of the population and commit under that as a percentage of hate crimes. Now, by the way, I don't expect somebody like LeBron James to know all this stuff and to say all this stuff. I'm just saying it would have been wonderful had he said it. And since you said something pretty harsh about LeBron James, you should also know that LeBron James was raised by a single mom, very, very poor. And he, as a teenager, had a child outside of wedlock, or two or three, I really can't remember now. But he ultimately married the mother of his children. And I have no idea what his personal life is like. All I know is, and I'm a pretty avid follower of sports, I've never read or heard anything at all about LeBron James saying or doing something that is disrespectful to his wife. I just don't know. Maybe so. Maybe he's done it on the down low. All I'm saying is whatever he's done, he's kept it out of the media, and he appears to be a doting, loving husband and father. And so if you're talking about somebody being a role model to a community where 73% of the kids do not have fathers in the house, it seems to me that by marrying the woman who is a mother of his children, LeBron James already sent a very powerful message. So I give him some slack on stuff like this. By the way, they lost their second game to Golden State last night, so now they're down love two. Heading for Cleveland, and my brother and I have a bet. We don't have any money. It's just bragging rights, because he's now lost 19 bets in a row, and my brother has one more time ventured out to make a bet with me, and he ultimately is going to lose his bet because Cleveland's going to come back. Now, you know, today is, well, on June 14th, that's Donald Trump's birthday. He will turn 71. You can go to my website, LarryElder.com, and send him a personal message in honor of his birthday. And we're going to review each message, removing any inappropriate ones, because there will be some. You know how people are. And compile the rest into a package to be delivered by our SRNNewsTownHall.com news White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton, on President Trump's actual birthday. So, he turns 71 on June 14th, and you can give him an opportunity to send him a personalized happy birthday message by going to my website, LarryElder.com, and clicking on the Happy Birthday, Mr. President banner. 888-971-SAGE is the number. Now, Bill Maher. First of all, what exactly are the rules? As I mentioned before, young people, all races, both genders, often call each other the N-word. I've seen movies, I've seen TV shows, I've seen reality TV shows where this takes place. And if Bill Maher is to be slammed for using this, he's a comedian, then why aren't you slamming Chris Rock? Why aren't you slamming Kevin Hart? Why aren't you slamming D.L. Hughley? Why aren't you slamming these rappers? Finally, Bill Maher is known to have a potty mouth. HBO, to me, is akin to paying money to enter a club to hear somebody stand up act when you know what they're all about. So when you turn on the Bill Maher show, if you don't know what it's all about, you have no business turning it on. This is what it is. This is how he is. This is what he says. So I'm trying to figure out how it is that he's supposed to apologize for something that many of these other comedians say routinely.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Martin Morin. I'm a veterinarian. I could not be more pleased by my experience with the three-step plan. My home-based business success rate has doubled overall, but lately, with more experience with Andy's system, my success has doubled again. Thank you, Andy Willoughby.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think the three-step plan could help you make extra money working from home. The three-step plan works like a mini franchise, using proven business techniques to get your business up and running. In just a few days, you could be working from the comfort of your own home. You could work part-time or full-time. You choose your own hours so you could work around family and church commitments. You will never have to miss a soccer game or school play again. You could actually be in charge of your own life. We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com. That's 3stepplan.com. 3stepplan.com.
Attention all authors. Christian Faith Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple, iTunes, and other outlets. We handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-230-1135 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-230-1135 for your free author submission kit.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry, I'd just like to say to all of your listeners, if they would just take a moment and say thanks for our President Donald Trump, because he is really epic. Just think about everything that he's done.
888-971-SAG. I want to give a thanks to Casper, Wyoming. As of today, they now carry our show, KVOC AM 1230. And the GM is Jan Charles Gray. Welcome, Casper, Wyoming. Bill Maher issued a statement through a spokesperson, quote, "Friday nights are always my worst night of sleep because I'm up reflecting on things I should or shouldn't have said on my live show. Last night was a particularly long night as I regret the word I used in the banter of a live moment. The word was offensive. I regret saying it, and I am very sorry." Here's what happened.
Nebraska, Mark.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house... No, it's a show.
And he was speaking with Republican Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, and who invited him to work in the fields. And he said, "Senator, I'm a House N-word," and then quickly said, "It's a joke." And guess who slammed him for it?
Comedians are not having a good week, at least in my book. First it was Kathy Griffin, and now it's Bill Maher. Oh. Griffin was forced to apologize after widespread outrage over images of her.
This is a man, Al Sharpton, who, as you know, made his bones by lying and accusing a former assistant DA of raping and sodomizing a black teenager named Tawana Brawley. And the grand jury found that Tawana Brawley had made up the whole thing because she'd stayed out late and she was afraid her parents were going to be angry, so she lied and said she'd been raped and sodomized by a white man. Sharpton and a couple of his homies all got involved in it. And Sharpton, early on, according to one friend who later on defected and went to public and said many of the things, revealed many of the things that were going on behind the scenes, Sharpton, according to this former associate, said it didn't matter whether or not Tawana Brawley was lying, because once we take this issue, we're going to be, quote, two of the baddest N-words in the country, close quote. And Sharpton referred one time to the former mayor of New York, David Dinkins, a black man, as an N-word whore. And he's routinely made anti-Semitic comments, including calling Jews in Harlem diamond merchants. This guy is giving Bill Maher a lecture on civility. It is the sign of the apocalypse.
With a fake decapitated head of President Trump. Not a good idea, and also not funny. By the way, the irony was not lost on us here at Politics Nation, as it was not too long ago that President Obama went through 8 years of abuse through twisted and sick creative minds.
I'm not going to subject you to any more of this, idiot, on this issue. It's sad to me. I look at somebody like Sharpton. He's a gifted guy. Funny, street smart, clever, crafty. And instead of using those talents to deal with some of the real issues facing the country in general and facing the black community in particular, it's race card, race card, race card. And Sharpton, along with two other prominent so-called black leaders, Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, knows firsthand what it's like to be raised without a father. Sharpton was comfortably middle class until his father abandoned the family and then down to the ghetto. I think that's why he's so angry. Farrakhan's mother was estranged from her husband, had a boyfriend, but took back up with the husband briefly, got pregnant, didn't want the boyfriend to find out, so she attempted to abort Farrakhan with a coat hanger. Jesse Jackson's mother got pregnant by the married man who lived next door. Jackson's mother was a teenager, and he was raised in South Carolina, and kids taunted Jesse Jackson and said, "Jesse ain't got no daddy, Jesse ain't got no daddy," when not having a daddy was rare. So it's just sad. Three of the most prominent so-called black leaders in this country have had a real personal experience with being raised without father. And rather than recognize that that is a far bigger problem than the racism that they speak of in the year 2017, instead they're down this path of being a victocrat and telling other people they ought to be victocrats. Not unlike my caller earlier named Ali from New York. I ask Ali, tell me the most egregious thing, the most rotten thing that's happened to you regarding racism in the last 5 or 10 years. Well, I got kicked out of my apartment. It has something to do with drugs. And really? This is where we are in this country. And rather than talk about the damage being done to families because of the welfare state that has incentivized women to marry the government and allowed men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility, we're talking about whether or not Bill Maher was appropriate or inappropriate in using the N-word, and Sharpton spends 3 minutes and 50 seconds demeaning Bill Maher, a guy, Sharpton, who's $5 million light in taxes, according to an article in the New York Times a little while ago. A guy on whom the FBI has a surveillance tape with him talking about doing a cocaine deal with an undercover FBI agent. A guy who was right in the thick of the Crown Heights riots that one New York Jewish leader said was the most serious pogrom in the history of America. And Sharpton was right in the middle of it, telling people, if the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin back their yarmulkes and come on my house and get it on. And he's lecturing Bill Maher about civility. As I said, it's the sign of the apocalypse. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Remember, next hour, interview between Michael Crichton and Charlie Rose about global warming. Don't leave town.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. El Dorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody.
If you ask the customers of Vision Computers what they like best about Vision, you'll hear all kind of accolades about Vision's 15-second average hold time for tech support and the 3-year warranty on both parts and labor on all Vision computers made, laptops and desktops. You'll also hear Vision Computers owners boast about how little you have to do to get your computer up and running once you've purchased it. Because unlike those who buy from other companies, you won't be saddled with endless Windows updates to install and junk software that the manufacturers took upon itself to load into your computer. At Vision Computers, you take your computer out of the box and it works. They've been in business for 25 years and they know what you want. Just check out the great reviews on Google. Here's another benefit. When you buy from Vision Computers, they'll monitor your computer and resolve potential problems automatically free for the first year. Call 877-9-VISION. That's 877-9-V-I-S-I-O-N. Or online at visioncomputers.com.
I wanna rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
All across America, the Larry Elder Show.
Yes, Walt calling from Northwest Indiana. What Trump is trying to do is no relationship to what Roosevelt did with Stalin. Roosevelt had a bromance with Stalin. He actually liked Stalin. I don't think that's the case with Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin. Trump just sees a practical arrangement that they can come to agreement on practical solutions to international problems and nothing more than that. Thanks.
888-971-SHE, 888-971-7243. Great point. FDR actually called Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. And you're right, he was rather fond of him. As apparently the Obama administration was certainly willing to be a lot closer to the Russian than Obama thought George W. Bush was and should have been, which is why, as I've said it before, he abandoned the treaty that the deal that Bush had negotiated with Poland and with the Czech Republic. He told Medvedev after the 2012 election he had more flexibility. And, of course, Hillary pushed the reset button to reset relations with the Russians that had, in Obama's mind, deteriorated because of the militaristic George W. Bush. Yet Trump is being slammed for being too cozy with Putin. Go figure. MyPillow has sold 25 million pillows. Here's your shot to join millions of others who are sleeping better than they ever had. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for several months. Never have I slept on a nicer pillow. You're able to put the pillow where you want it, regardless of your sleep position. It stays that way all night long. Take advantage right now of Mike's 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now and be sure and use the promo code Larry to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. MyPillow.com or 800-890-1843 right now. Joy Behar defended Kathy Griffin and also Bill Maher.
And for everyone,
Bill Maher is one of the good guys in this fight against Trump right now. That I believe that he is anyway, and I feel like
one of the good guys in the fight against Donald Trump, comedian.
You know, not to deflect from what he said because he already apologized, but Donald Trump and his people that ran his real estate agent, they actually practiced racism.
Yes, they did.
They discriminated.
They practiced racism. The company run then by his father was sued. They settled, admitting no wrongdoing. But I suppose that's just a technicality.
Against black people in housing. Yes. To me, that is a much more egregious sin.
Okay. Then how about Chucky Schumer? 1974, Chucky Schumer running for office, had a meeting in Flatbush in New York. Residents there wanted a bunch of blacks out of their neighborhood. He proposed a scheme to rehab the tenement where the blacks lived. They wouldn't be able to afford it to come back. Voila, they'd be gone. Hello, Jay Homnick was there, wrote about it. I wrote about it. Nobody gave a rip. Michael Crichton's interview with Charlie Rose, we come back. Fascinating, don't leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Vice President Mike Pence in the public again, talking repeal and replacement of Obamacare, this time in Milwaukee today with Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Pence says the Trump administration plan will feature state-based solutions and help governors like Scott Walker.
I promise you, Governor Walker will be able to bring Wisconsin solutions to meet the unique health care challenges facing the people of Wisconsin. When we repeal and replace Obamacare, Wisconsin will be able to design its own health care system for the people of this state.
Pence is the keynote speaker and guest of honor at tonight's gala closing dinner at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Conference in Washington. Protesters in two dozen cities across the U.S. held anti-Sharia laws today, anti-Sharia law rallies, that is.
The group organizing these rallies is called Act for America. It claims Islamic or Sharia law is incompatible with Western democracy. But an Islamic studies professor at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, says not to worry. He says most Muslims don't want to replace U.S. law with Islamic law. He adds only radical extremist groups would call for that.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports that counter-demonstrators also plan to be at the sites, calling the anti-Sharia rallies anti-Muslim and an attempt to stoke hatred. A car struck pedestrians around Amsterdam's main train station today, injuring 8 people. 6 had to be hospitalized, 2 of those in serious condition. Police say there was no indication, though, whatsoever that it was an extremist attack. Rather, they say it appears the driver had taken sick. A week after terrorists killed over 2 dozen people with a van and knives on a London bridge in a nearby marketplace, Londoners and visitors being urged to go out and have a good time tonight. A number of restaurants and pubs donating part of their proceeds to the Red Cross. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
Two U.S. soldiers have been killed in what's being described as an insider attack in Afghanistan. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more on the story.
At an appearance in Milwaukee Saturday, Vice President Pence provided the first U.S. confirmation that the attack was deadly.
On my way here, I was informed that U.S. service members were killed and wounded in an attack in Afghanistan.
A spokesman for the governor in Nangarhar province says it was an Afghan soldier who opened fire on the U.S. troops, also wounding 2 other U.S. soldiers before being killed. The Taliban has claimed responsibility, saying in a statement that a Taliban loyalist had infiltrated the Afghan army just to attack foreign forces. Pence says he and President Trump are being briefed and details will be forthcoming.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of these American heroes.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Primary day for Virginia voters next week for the nation's marquee race for governor.
However, they have no recommendations so far from either President Trump or former President Obama on who to vote for. The Old Dominion's off-year election is drawing national attention as a quasi-referendum on President Trump's first year and the future of the Democratic Party. And there have been spirited campaigns in both parties from insurgent candidates with ties to the president and his predecessor. But the most high-profile Republican and Democrat in the country have been silent on the contest and are not expected to make an endorsement. The primary is Tuesday, June 13th. Keith Peters reporting.
It was on this day in 2015, 9 people shot to death in historic African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina. Suspect Dylan Roof was arrested the following morning and has since been convicted of federal hate crimes and sentenced to death. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Quite the busy week indeed. Between Comey's testimony a couple of days ago, between the British snap elections, lots going on in the world. And, of course, as educated, intelligent alpha males, we will discuss this. Not going to make a whole show out of the political ramifications, but I do have, as always, some important insights that I will share. We will also talk about the enemies of masculinity, specifically the enemies who believe that the Marine Corps is toxic in terms of masculinity. Totally outrageous. As always, fire up a cigar, pour yourself a cocktail, throw a steak on the grill, prop yourself up or feet up on an ottoman, and get ready for 2 hours of alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. The Global Alpha and your 5-star general front and center from Command Center Alpha. As always, don't forget to follow me. And I should say that during the Comey testimony, if you followed me on Twitter, I was delivering my A game for the duration of the testimony. Twitter at Cigar Dave Show is my handle. Facebook, YouTube and Instagram, Cigar Dave. Don't forget to follow us. And always, you can go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner, and you can follow us on social media. We've got all the links there, as well as to keep up to date on any past shows. All our archives are front and center for you. Got to get into the Comey testimony. But before we do, ABBA had a great song. timeless song. And it got me thinking we should change the lyrics just a little bit, but so appropriate. Because Comey is not a dancing queen. He's a drama queen. Drama queen. That's what we got to change the lyrics to, because Comey's testimony was just laden with drama. Drama, 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 drama queen. I mean, this is like going out with a woman and listening to her complain and nag and noose for umpteen hours. But I do have some thoughts on Comey's testimony. First of all, this is probably the first time in history that a man 6 feet, 8 inches in height. I believe he's 6 foot eight. I know he's above 6'4". I think he's 6'8", if I'm not mistaken. First time a 6 foot eight male is a wussified.
We now go live to Reading Colt 44 Baseball with Cal DeFore.
Hi there, fans. Welcome for Saturday Baseball here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you game one of a two-game series here. The visiting Auburn Wildcats into your hometown, Reading Colt 45's. First pitch just moments away here. As we've got starting lineups for you here, brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay Summer Show is mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? First pitch being brought out here by a canine unit from the RPD, I believe. So we have the color guard out for the anthem. Your starting pitcher tonight is going to be Micah Gunter out of Simpson University. For the Auburn Wildcats, Hayden Josephson, the right-hander, will do the honors as a canine unit has thrown out the first pitch by bringing it to the plate and taking down a gentleman in one of the training gear assortments that they train the dogs with. Well done. Great crowd here on hand for Saturday Night Baseball. Devin Orr is going to be your shortstop. He'll lead off. Dominic Tating will play center field and bat second. Thomas Alstrom will bat third and play second base. Wilson Kessel, your co-player of the game last night in the 8-3 victory, will catch and bat cleanup. Connor Fabing will bat fifth and play first base. Jackson Murphy will play right field and bat sixth. Isaiah Terry in left field will be your seven hitter. Brendan Yawn will be the DH tonight and bat eighth. And Shane Kotz, also out of Simpson University, will play third base and bat ninth. As I mentioned, Micah Gunter will be your starting pitcher tonight. Dustin O'Loughlin, the winner last night, 5 scoreless innings, 4 hits and 1 walk, and on just 56 pitches. He left with a 6-0 lead. He would eventually be the winning pitcher in the 8-3 decision as the 45s get back in the win column last night. 4-3 on the season. This is game number 8 of 42 on the season. Rained out on Thursday, an 8-3 victory last night. We've got another one for you tomorrow, a matinee contest at 2 p.m., a 2-game set against these Auburn Wildcats. That'll be the getaway game tomorrow. Gunter was the winning pitcher on June 3rd against the Seattle Studs. 8 strong innings where he scattered 8 hits and just 3 runs in the victory. So looking to keep his winning ways going. A right-hander taking the mound for Greg Catteray's Reading Colt 45s. Absolutely perfect night for baseball here. Had some light showers yesterday before the game, but could not ask for better conditions here. So we're slightly overcast, but slight breeze coming in from the north. Got a little chilly last night. Still plenty of seats here, but come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. Just $3 for our fans 62 years of age and over. And every seat in the shade here at first pitch at 7:15 We're ready now at 7:14 for the first pitch, and Micah Gunter delivers a called strike on the outside corner. It's Dylan McPhillips is going to lead off. He's the third baseman for Auburn out of Sacramento State University. And he watches a called strike there. Gunter ahead with a quick 0-2. McPhillips, Costello, the center fielder, and Nate Verlin, the right fielder, due up in the top half here for the visitors. 0-2 Gunter goes right after him. A chopper down the third baseline. It's going to be about a foot foul as Kotz knocks it down. Count is still 0-2 here. Right-handed hitting third baseman McPhillips with an open stance here. Cuts the plate on the back end and steps toward third base with the other foot and watches one outside, 1-2 now. Gunter, as I mentioned, with the win on the third a week ago tonight against Seattle. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt there. Kessel knocks it down and throws it to first to Fabing for the formality. Call it a strikeout and 2-3 on the putout, and there's one down. McPhillips is retired. First strikeout of the game for Gunter. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue here in Redding, just across the river from us here at the ballpark. While you're there, check out the 2017 Kia Sorento or the 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Drop in and test drive one today. Thanks to our friends at Redding Kia for being part of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. First pitch here. So Daniel Costello is down in the dirt, 1-0. Costello, left-handed hitting center fielder. Fouls one back to the screen now, 1-1. One ball, one strike here. Gunter gets the sign from Kessel. That one is high and outside, 2-1 now. Costello out of Oklahoma City University. Chops one down the first baseline. Foul. Fabing gives chase, but it's going to be 1-2. An all-Simpson battery here tonight with Gunter throwing to Kessel. Kessel came in as a pinch runner last night following an injury to DH Casey Trosclair, who re-aggravated a leg injury, I should say, that he injured last weekend against Seattle. And all Wilson did was go 3-for-4 with 2 RBI. That one misses there, and the count goes full now. It's the 2-2 pitch is low and in. Gunter ready the payoff pitch, and that ball is grounded hard down the first baseline, but foul for the visitors' bullpen down there. Shadows creeping across the infield here in the top of the first. Slight advantage for the pitcher for about 2 or 3 innings as the ball goes light to shadow. That one is low and in, then misses, and he walked him on a full count pitch. So Costello, the first base runner of the game. That'll bring up Nate Verlin. Verlin out of University of Pacific. Batting left-handed, he's going to play right field and hit third tonight for Auburn. Gunter now in the stretch gets the sign from Kessel as the runner takes his lead. Quick pitch there, and it's up the middle, base hit. Line drive, one hopper. Right back through the box on the first pitch he sees, and Verlin has the first hit of the ball game. Runners on first and second now with one down. That'll bring up Cale Leach. Leach out of Folsom Lake College. About 6'5", big first baseman here for Auburn. Second baseman Allstrom for the 45 shades towards the bag, possibly for a double play. Gunter steps off and looks at the runner, Costello, back to the bag. Kotz, the third baseman, hugging the line. First pitch here to Leach. Just a bit inside, 1-0. A barbecue every night here at the Colt 45's game, as the smell of ribs and tri-tip wafts up to me. And
A called strike in the outside corner on 1-0. It's one ball, one strike now. It's times like these, I rue that I only have 2 minutes between innings. 1-1 now, Gunter. Checks the runners, now looks back. Takes a long look, and a breaking ball way out in front is Leach, and it's 1-2 as he barely gets a piece back to the screen. Adam Moreau, the DH, would hit next. Pitcher's count for Gunter here. Great turnout. Crowd still trickling in. Runner goes from second. Ball is high. Kessel throws down to third. Runner is going to get there. And the runner from second takes, pardon me, the runner from first takes second on the throw. So both runners advance. Call it a stolen base for Costello. Verlin, I believe, will get defensive indifference. But a heads-up play to take second there. Count as two balls and two strikes as they picked a good pitch to go on. It was down in the dirt. Kessel didn't have much of a play there. And now 2 men in scoring position as the runner at third, Costello's adjusting his uniform. Now we're ready to go. A feet first slide into third for the stolen base. 2-2 count here on Leach. 2 men in scoring position now with one out and first base open. 2-2 from Gunter. Popped up in foul territory, drifting away from Fabing, and nobody's going to get there. Gunter toes the rubber and ready with another 2-2 now. Swing and a miss. He got him. That's the second out of the inning. Both outs recorded by strikeout here thus far by Gunter. That'll bring up Adam Moreau. Number 46. He's going to bat left-handed here. University of Dayton. With some ABBA walk-up music. Don't know if that was requested or improvised here by our stadium crew, but nonetheless, we're going to take a chance on Dylan Moreau here. Pardon me, Adam Moreau. Chopper down the first base line. Foul, 0-1. Two-man in scoring position here, but two down in the top of the first. Gunter takes a long look into Kessel. Now he's ready. Here's the 0-1. That ball is grounded out to second. Ahlstrom takes it on the big hop. Easy throw over to first, 4-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. Two runners stranded. We head to the bottom of the first in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Attention beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 23rd, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 presale, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. Brews by the Bridge is sponsored by Reading Distributing. This 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. For tickets and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Just about ready here for the bottom of the first at Tiger Field, 0-0. 45's ready to take their ups here in the home half. It's going to be Devin Orr leading off and playing shortstop. Dominic Tating will bat second and play center. And Thomas Ahlstrom Your second baseman will hit third here tonight against Hayden Josephson, a right-hander out of American River College. He'll be starting for the visiting Auburn Wildcats here tonight. First of a two-game set here against Auburn. We'll play a 2 p.m. matinee tomorrow for the getaway game. 45's 8-3 winners last night over the visiting SBO Sacramento Club. Just about ready for first pitch here. Mike Gunter pitched out of trouble in the first, stranding two base runners while striking out two. And here's Devin Orr. First pitch from the right-hander Josephson in there for a strike on the outside inside corner. 0-1. Orr 2-for-4 last night. He also walked two stolen bases. And in the leadoff spot here again tonight, watches one on the outside half. Now 0-2. Working quickly, Josephson swinging and a miss, and Orr set down quickly on strikes, and there's one out. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. While you're there, check out a 17 Kia Sorento or Optima hot summer savings. 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Round sponsors your Cool 45s right here on KCNR 1460. That's Redding Kia. Dominic Tating steps in. He watches a fastball on the outside half, 0-1. There's nothing but strikes here thus far from Josephson. Ready now with the 0-1. That's a line drive up the middle. A one-hopper out to short. Taken there with a strong throw on to first, and they get him by a step. Nice play, 6-3 on the putout. Tating is retired, and there's two down. Well done and out there at short by Anthony DeSantis for the Wildcats. And here's Alstrom. Alstrom hitting third tonight. Went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Also stole a base in the ball game last night. He's played a pretty clean second base out there. Turned a couple nice double plays last night. Watches one high here, 1-0. In support of Justin O'Loughlin, who was very efficient last night. 56 pitches in 5 innings, enough to get him the victory. Here's the 1-0 now to Alstrom. That one is down low, 2-0 now. And the first hitters count here, after both of the first two batters fell down 0-2 to start the ball game. Wilson Kessel on deck. He had a big night last night in the victory as well. Here's a 2-0. Alstrom launches a strike at the knees, 2-1. Reminder, we'll have every game for you right here on KCNR 1460. Go to ReddingCool45s.com for the entire schedule. Chopper out to short. Alstrom is going to be thrown out 6-3 on the high hop. And down in order go the 45s. We head to the top of the second, still scoreless. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here at Tiger Field, still scoreless. Colt 45's Micah Gunter, right-hander, is going to take the mound for the second inning of work. It's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters here for Auburn. Anthony DeSantis, the shortstop, who made two plays in the bottom of the first, will lead off. He'll be followed by Gage Howard, the left fielder, and Easton Vidalis, the catcher and number 8 hitter. First pitch is down in the dirt here from Gunter, 1-0. It's the sign and now deals. That one is popped straight up. Kotz takes a couple steps in from his spot at third base and makes the play in a 2-pitch out. Scored a pop out to number 5. DeSantis retired. That'll bring up Gage Howard. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership. It's located at 418 East Cypress in Redding. While you're there, check out the 17 Sorento or Optima. Hot summer savings and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Crown sponsors your Cool 45s here. Quick ground ball on the first pitch out to short. Or up with it. And an easy play there. 6-3 on the putout. That's why you read the ad early in the inning. Never know when you might get two quick outs or even three. Two down and nobody on here. And that's going to bring up Vidalis, the catcher. Number 32. Reminder, this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. We're doing another couple of them in July as well. Go to RedingColt45s.com for more information. Have your youngsters play with and learn from the 45s. That's next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And also in July. First pitch is down low here to Vidalis. Vidalis, the beer batter tonight. Discount beers for the remainder of the top half, which would be over if he struck out, and the bottom half of the inning. With two outs, nobody on. First pitch misses 1-0. Swinging and a miss there, 1-1. Javon Fisher, the second baseman, would hit should the inning continue here. Good crowd here on a Saturday night. 1-1 pitch, and he hit him. That one came a little too far inside and got him right in the back. Hit by a pitch, first base runner of the inning. So one single, one walk, and one hit batsman thus far through 1 2/3 for Auburn. They stranded two men in the top of the first. Runner on first now with two down. And that'll bring up Fisher, number 3. Watches one at the knees, 0-1. Make sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m., for the finale of this two-game set against Auburn. Sunday afternoon baseball here on the radio. Throw over to first, and Fabing has to leave his feet, but brings the throw in. One of the advantages of being 6-3 over there at first base. Gunter ready now. Here's the 0-1. And that's in there for a strike. Looked like he quick pitched in there, a bit of a slide step. Fisher watches it go by, and pitchers count 0-2 now. It's a sign from Kessel. Now a quick throw over to first, and sliding back in head first is Vidalis. Back in the stretch now, ready with the 0-2. Here's a ground ball out to second base, hit slowly. Alstrom's going to pick it up. Only plays at first, and he's not going to get him. That ball hit just hard enough to get past Gunter at the mound, but not hard enough for Alstrom to be able to have a play at first. So a little dribbler out past the mound. Hit just right for a single, and now runners on first and second as Vidalis moves up 90 feet. Turns it back over for the top of the lineup for McPhillips. He struck out his first time. First pitch on the inside corner. McPhillips didn't like it. 0-1. Under the lines here, dusk fast approaching at Tiger Field. It's just in the top of the second. Come down and join us. And now time called at the plate. Now digging back in is McPhillips. Yeah,
And the Auburn third baseman lays off a pitch down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Gunter gets the sign from his backstop, Kessel. Now he's ready with 1-1. Big leg kick and a swing and a miss. That's a big slider there and dropped right off the table. Off-speed pitch had McPhillips way out in front. It's 1-2 now. Gunter kicks and fires. 1-2 pitches outside. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and Gunter plunks him on the elbow, trying to establish the inside part of the plate, and second hit batsman of the inning will load the bases. So a hit batsman, a little dribbler past the mound that turns into an infield hit, and another hit batsman have loaded the bases the 8-9-1 hitters have reached without getting the ball out of the infield here in the second. That'll bring up Costello here. He walked and stole the bases first time up. Nowhere to put him this time with the bases full of Wildcats. First pitch high and away with the fastball there, 1-0. One-oh pitch here, swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch below the knees by Gunter. He's had a number of swing throughs already here. One-one to Costello here. Nate Verlin on deck. Here's the 1-1. That ball is hit high into right field and very deep. And that ball is out of here. That is a grand slam for Daniel Costello. So 4-0 Auburn here as he touches them all. And two hit batsmen and a single that did not get out of the infield. And one big hit still equals four runs. 4-0 Auburn here. Following the home run. Two out, nobody on now for Nate Verlin. Nice swing of the bat there by Costello to give Auburn the early lead here in the top of the second. As Gunter's got to feel like he was close to getting out of that inning, but one bad pitch can do that to you. Here's a line drive into right field. That's going to be a fair ball down the right field line. Murphy giving good chase over there and a strong throw to second. They're going to have a play on him, and it's going to be safe as the ball's just a little bit to the left field side of the bag. Impressive throw there by the Chico native Jackson Murphy. But that's going to be a two-out double for Verlin. And here's Cale Leach. Second hit of the night there for Verlin. A single and a double now in two at-bats. Leach struck out in the first inning. Steps in here with a runner on second. First pitch from Gunter, and he hits him in the elbow. Third hit batsman of the inning. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound here, manager Greg Catteray, as Gunter struggling with his command here a little bit. Now is as good a time as any to remind you to come on down and visit Kia at their brand-new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding, just across the river from us here at the ballpark. While you're there, check out the 2017 Kia Sorento or the 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. 45s have been surprised by a four spot here in the top of the second. As all the damage done here with two outs, a two-out rally for Auburn. Aided by three-hit batsmen, an infield single, and a walk. Pardon me, and a hit and a home run. Two outs now with runners on first and second. That's Adam Moreau, grounded out to second, his first time to end the first inning. And Gunter hoping he can make him the last out of the second inning as well. First pitch misses 1-0. Long look into Kessel, and now the batter is going to step out. Good crowd here on hand, just the second inning. Still plenty of baseball in front of us. Come down and join us. Got tri-tip and ribs on the barbecue down here. 1-0 pitches, grounded off his foot, foul. 1-1. A lot of pitches here in the second inning for Micah Gunter. Two quick outs. And then four runs, still trying to record the final out here in the second. This is the ninth man to bat in the inning for Auburn. It's Adam Moreau. Here's the 1-1. Ball's grounded out to second. Alstrom up with it, and that'll end the inning. So for the second time in as many innings, Moreau grounds out to second to end the inning. Four runs home, and we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. 45's trailing 4-0 to the visiting Auburn Wildcats. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters for your hometown 45's. Wilson Kessel leads off, doing the catching duties in the cleanup spot tonight. Watches one down low for a ball, 1-0. Wilson 3-for-4 with a double, 2 RBI last night in the DH spot in the 8-3 victory for the 45s. And he is in the cleanup spot here tonight doing the catching duties. Part of a three-headed catching trio along with Brendan Yawn, who's your DH tonight. Also Ben Kerner, who we saw at third base last night and has DH'd as well. 2-0 pitch now. Kessel watches one at the belt there for a strike, 2-1. Kessel, Fabing, and Murphy do up this home half of the second. A 2-1. And a changeup down low. Good take there from Kessel, and the hitters count 3-1 now. Right-hander Hayden Josephson got a strikeout and two groundouts in the bottom of the first. 45's looking for their first base runner here. 3-1 pitch. At the knees for a strike, 3-2 now. Josephson ready. Here's the payoff pitch. That ball is grounded out to center. Out to short, I should say. Broken bat. Looked like it was hit harder than it was. Might have gotten up the label on him a little bit there, and a ground out to short. 6-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Fabing out of CSU Monterey Bay.
Number 16, Connor Fabing.
Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Head on down to Kia's brand-new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Take a test drive of the 2017 Kia Sorento or Optima. Hot summer savings and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Kenning Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. First pitch to Fabing, misses 1-0. Jackson Murphy, your right fielder, will bat next. One zero from Josephson is an off-speed pitch down in the dirt, swung through 1-1. One one to Fabing is in there on the inside half for a strike. 1-2. Great night for baseball here. Game one of a two-game series. We'll have a 2 p.m. for you here tomorrow on KCNR for the getaway game. That's down in the dirt, bounces off the plate or slightly behind it. 2-2 now. Josephson working quickly. Now he's ready with a 2-2. That ball is grounded softly out to first base. Pitcher covering. He was a step late off the mound, but he's still going to beat Fabing to the bag. Score it 3-1 on the putout, and there's two down. Well, you know, us baseball folks thought we were going to have the summer to ourselves after last night's inevitable Warriors sweep, but not so fast. The Cavs have figured out what it takes to beat the Warriors. All you have to do is set an NBA record for three-pointers in a game. We'll see if they can do it three more times. My money, and I'm not a betting man, is on Oakland closing it out in Oakland on Monday night. But we shall see. 3-1 leads have evaporated before. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat there to Murphy. Down in the dirt, 1-0. So no 16-0 season this year in the playoffs. We'll have to settle for 16-1. Anything worse than 15-4, they'd probably be fine with that. Here's a called strike on 1-0 to Murphy. One ball and one strike now as the smell of the barbecue wafts up toward us. You will not be disappointed when it comes to food fair options here. Barbecue, beer garden, full snack bar, snow cone machine, you name it. That one misses up high to Murphy. Easy take on a breaking ball that doesn't break. Two balls and one strike now. Isaiah Terry on deck. He had two extra base hits last night. Hoping for a two-out base runner. Murphy swings and misses on a fastball up at the letters. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now in the bottom of the second. 45's trailing 4-0. A 2-2 to Murphy. Fouled back to the screen. He was right on it. Hayden Josephson working quickly here. Murphy had the first home run of the season in the Santa Rosa series a couple weekends ago on Memorial Day weekend. In his third at bat as a Colt 45, hit a solo shot to left field. Here's another 2-2. Called third strike. Murphy didn't like it at the knees, and that'll end the inning. 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging, This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Just about ready for the top of the third here. Leading off for the visiting Auburn Wildcats is going to be Anthony DeSantis, the shortstop. He popped out his first time. He actually led off the second inning. Auburn batted around, sent nine men to the plate in the second inning. Four of them scored. DeSantis led off that inning with a pop out to third base. First pitch is chopped up the middle to short. Tough play out there for Orr, and he's not going to come up with it cleanly at short. That'll probably be ruled an infield hit. Don't know that he would have had much of a play on him even if he had come up with that cleanly. So a leadoff base runner here in the third. New pitcher in for the 45 as Micah Gunter has been lifted. First pitch is a called strike here to Gage Howard. Runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the third. Runner dancing off first, now he goes. Kessel, the throw down to second, and he's going to be in there with a stolen base. DeSantis steals second. One ball and one strike now. A lot of time between pitches here. Now the hitter gets back in the box and you're ready to go. Here's a 1-1. That one misses. Two balls and a strike now. Today's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Drop in their new dealership to and test drive a 2017 Kia Sorento or 2017 Optima. This one's fouled out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. At Redding Kia, we will surprise you. That new dealership just across the river from the ballpark here. 2-2 now, runner on second base. Gage Howard grounded out to short his first time, 0-1. Yeah, that one misses 2-2. Pardon me, 3-2 now. Hitter steps out as we're just about ready for a full count offering, but Howard getting his money's worth during this at bat. He grounds that one to short, deep in the hole at short, and Orr is going to look the runner back to second. No play at first. That'll be an infield hit. Runners on first and second now. After two infield hits. That'll ring up Vidalis, hit by a pitch and scored to start that two-out rally in the second.
Let's help him out, fans.
So Vidalis steps in with runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in the top of the third. Swinging and a miss on a pitch down in the dirt there. And Kessel's going to head out to the mound and have a word. Just the top of the third here. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. Whole schedule at readingcolt45s.com. One more game this weekend, then we start another four-game set next Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday baseball next weekend as well. first pitch in there for a strike. Pardon me, second pitch, 0-2 now. One misses a little bit high. One ball and two strikes. 45's chilling, 4-0 here. Trying to keep this game right where it is in the top of the third. Auburn threatening. Two men on and nobody out. Following two infield singles on little dribblers, but well placed. Here's the 1-2 now. And that one misses. Two balls, two strikes. Slight breeze rolling in. It's jacket weather. If you do come down and join us, at least bring a hoodie. Your humble announcer did not do so last night. Did not make the same mistake tonight. Ready now with a 2-2. Down in the dirt. Both runners go, and both runners going to make it. Is a good pitch to steal on. Down in the dirt, Kessel unable to come up with it cleanly. Good jump by both runners, and two men in scoring position now. That takes away the double play and the force at second and third. Through process of elimination, I have deduced it is Drake Meningo, out of Seattle University, Las Vegas, native on the mound. Pending further information, a pitch down in the dirt, and he walks him on a full count. Offering. So here's Javon Fisher. Singled and scored his last time. One for one. Playing second base here for the Tigers tonight. First pitch is lined out into right center field. That's going to hang up. And no, it's going to get it down behind Murphy. Off one bounce off the wall. Two runs are going to score. And the third runner is going to come home as well, as all the way over to third goes Fisher, a bases-clearing triple. And for the second time in as many innings, an extra base hit with the bases loaded, a grand slam last inning. A bases-loaded triple this inning. It's quickly 7-0 Auburn here. Still nobody out in the top of the third. That one misses high to Dylan McPhillips here. Struck out his first time, hit by a pitch, and scored his second time. 0-1 officially. That one misses low and inside, 2-0. Three in the top of the third here for Auburn as they've jumped out to a 7-0 lead early in this game. Called strike of the knees, 2-2 now. Pardon me, 2-1. Quicker than I am on the scoreboard. Two-one pitch of the runner on third here is inside. 3-1. The hitters count here for McPhillips. 2 p.m. start tomorrow. We'll have every pitch for you here on KCNR 1460. Final of a short two-game set here against Auburn. That one inside, and he walked him. So runners at the corners now as McPhillips is on base via the walk. And here's Costello. Walked and stole the base his first time. His last time up in the second inning, a bases-loaded home run to right field. They'll definitely want to keep him in check here. He steps in with runners at the corners and nobody out here in the third. Looking to get greedy and stuff that stat sheet. No balls and one strike as he steps in there. Meningo kicks and fires. Ball on the outside corner. 0-2. Costello didn't like it. Pitcher's pitch there, perhaps. Quick 0-2 now on the Auburn center fielder. Pitches up high, taken for a ball, 1-2. Runner going from first. The throw down, and they got him. Nice throw there by Kessel. McPhillips caught stealing. Pitch was in the dirt for a ball. It's 2-2 now. So McPhillips cut down to the first down of the inning, and runner on third down with one down. There's Verlin. Doubled his last time, singled his first time, 2-for-2. That ball is grounded foul down to the visitor's bullpen, a quick 0-2. So strike him out, throw him out, double play. Berlin still here with the man on third and two down. The ball is grounded out to first. Fabing takes it on the big hop, and he'll take it himself, 3 unassisted, and that'll end the inning. Three more come home. It's 7-0 Auburn as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Just about ready to get the bottom of the third started here. It's going to be the 7-8-9 hitters for your hometown 45s. Isaiah Terry, the left fielder, will lead it off. Brendan Yon, the DH. And Shane Kotz, the third baseman, in that order. Still looking for their first base runner of the game there. Trailing 7-0 here. As the bases loaded, triple last inning, brought home three following a grand slam in the second inning. Been all Auburn here thus far, but plenty of baseball left to be played. Aiden Josephson, the right-hander for Auburn. Yet to yield the base runner, Isaiah Terry. Last night went 2-for-3, had a double and a triple, also drew a walk. Nice night for the Kent, Washington native. We'll attempt to get something started here. 45 try to chip into this big lead. Great crowd here on hand for a Saturday night ball game. We'll do it again tomorrow, a 2 p.m. start here on KCNR 1460.
All right, let's get these 45 going. Left fielder, number 28, Isaiah Terry.
So here's Terry. Both his double and his triple were deposited into the right center field gap. Impressive power to all fields here for the Concordia University left fielder. First pitch is grounded out to second base. Playable here. Throwing him out is Hunter.
And there's one down, 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Brendan Yawn. He's the DH tonight.
Your designated number 24, Brendan Yawn.
Yawn 0 for 2 last night, but he did draw 2 walks, so on base twice in 4 plate appearances. Doing the catching last night, he's the designated hitter here tonight. First pitch is a little drop into center field. Little blooper. Had a bad angle on that one. Got him up the label a little bit, but he's on with a single, and Yawn is your first base runner of the game for the 45. Here's Shane Kotz, third baseman. He's also coming in, been a relief pitcher in earlier series. One out, runner on first. Big hole on the right side. Yawn being held on. That one is just a bit low. Perhaps outside as well, 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. Check out the 2017 Kia Sorento and 2017 Optima. 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties available. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Well, back to the screen there by Kotz. One strike. One ball, one strike, one out now. Top of the lineup and Devin Orr on deck. Under the lights here is the shadows only out in center field. Dusk fast approaching here. Breaking ball on the outside corner, and that was a good one. 1-2. Big break on that one. Right-handed hitting Kotz. Not in the lineup last night. Swings and misses, and that is the second out of the inning. So Kotz down on strikes, and here's Devin Orr. Struck out his first time in the bottom of the first.
Your shortstop, number 2, Devin Orr.
Orr on base 3 times last night. 2-for-4 with a walk. 2 stolen bases, also scored a couple times. Swings and fouls this one back to the screen. 0-1. Runner on first and 2 down here in the bottom of the third. 45 trying to get something going here in the home half. Howard hit ground ball to first, and that'll end the inning. 3 unassisted. So one man left on. We head to the top of the fourth. 7-0 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
An earlier scorecard correction, your pitcher is right-hander Kyle Smith for the 45s. He's going to face Cale Leach to lead off the inning here. First pitch is in there for a strike. 7-0 Auburn here in the top of the fourth. It'll be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Tigers. Leach, Moreau, and DeSantis. Fouled back to the screen, a quick 0-2 here.
Smith out of Fort Scott College, hometown of Willard, Missouri. That one misses outside. 1-2 now. Lines and fires. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Leach down on strikes for the second time in three plate appearances. I bring up Adam Moreau. Two ground outs to his credit. 0-2 tonight. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. While you're there, check out the 2017 Kia Sorento or the 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties available. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch misses down below the knees, 1-0. Adam Moreau hits a little nubber, and it's going to be a one-hopper out of second. Tough play, and he's going to be thrown out. Nicely done out at second base by Alstrom. Not much of a margin for error there, as that was a little soft line drive that he took on one hop and had to keystone it right to first. Nicely done by Alstrom, and there's two down here. Smith hoping for a quick inning after a four spot in the second against starter Micah Gunter, and a three spot last inning against the bullpen. First pitch of the bat down in the dirt, 1-0. DeSantis popped out his first time, singled and scored his second time, 1-2. Also stolen a couple bases already. This one down the dirt, 2-0 now. Smith ready now with a 2-0, and that one is low and away as well, 3-0 now. Willard, Missouri's Kyle Smith. Want to say hello to all of our friends out there listening on KCNR1460.com, streaming live in beautiful Missouri, the Show Me State. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike from Smith. 3-1 now. Spent some time at Lake of the Ozarks myself, one of the more beautiful places in this great country of ours. 3-1 pitch outside, and he walked him. Two out walk to DeSantis, and they got a base runner now for Gage Howard. Howard singled and scored his last time, 1-2. 1-2 with a stolen base is Howard, left fielder. So Smith into the stretch now against the left-handed hitting Tigers outfielder. That ball is fouled out of play down the left side over the home dugout. Over toward the VIP section down there. The VIP pavilion has Danny Day Allstate Insurance in it today. Consider life insurance a home run for the future. Call Danny Day for your local Allstate agent today. We hope everyone has a great time and enjoys tonight's game. That's Danny Day Allstate Insurance down in the VIP pavilion for your next business or family gathering or whatever it may be. You and up to 50 guests all get a ticket, a meal, a drink. Great group rates available. Contact the Redding Colt 45s for more information about the VIP pavilion down the third baseline for your next group event. That one misses as well. Two balls and a strike now here on Howard. Quick throw over to first, runner is back. It's a ground ball to the right side. Fabing backhands it, and he's going to go to second for the force, and that'll end the inning. Scored 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Scoreless top of the half of the fourth. We head to the bottom half. 7-0 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's been a long winter. and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
What has become a slightly breezy Saturday night ball game here. 7-0 Auburn here in the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45 is ready to take their at-bats here in the home half. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters. Dominic Tating, your center fielder, will lead off. Thomas Alstrom, the second baseman, will bat second. And Wilson Kessel, your catcher and cleanup hitter, is in the hole. Tating grounded out to short his first time, 0-for-1. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Very close pitch there from Hayden Josephson. .45's just one base runner thus far. Called strike there, 1-1 now. A single by Brendan Yawn in the third. Just one batter over the minimum has been faced here by Auburn. That's a little looper out to shallow short, and out there is DeSantis to make the play. Nice range there. Scored a pop out to number six. And there's one down for Thomas Alstrom.
Your second baseman, number 14, Thomas Alstrom.
Saturday Night Baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Redding Kia. Come visit Redding Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress, just across the river from us here at the ballpark. While you're there, check out the 17 Kia Sorento or Optima. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties available. Redding Kia. We will surprise you. Alstrom watches the pitch. Up for a ball, 1-0. Grounded out his first time, 0-for-1. Alstrom, then Wilson Kessel. A 1-0 from Josephson on the outside corner first track, 1-1. Great crowd here tonight. Not even halfway done here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 pitch now as a breaking ball drops right on the outside corner. Good location there against Alstrom. 1-2 now. He's broken out that big curveball a couple times here tonight. Stolen strike each time. That one down in the dirt with the fastball. 2-2 now. Two, two to Alstrom. Down in the dirt, and the count goes full now. 45's looking to get base runners here as need to chip into this Auburn lead. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. Here's a full count pitch now from Josephson. That's grounded out to second, playable for Fisher. 4-3 on the putout, and there's two down. Get you some early scores from around the major leagues. Boston over Detroit, 11-3 today. The Yankees in the Bronx over the Baltimore Orioles 16-3, White Sox over the Indians in Cleveland 5-3, Mets over the Braves in Atlanta 8-1, A's top the Rays 7-2 in Tampa, Houston over the Angels in Houston 3-1, Kansas City puts it on the Padres in San Diego 12-6, 7-6 victory for Pittsburgh over the Marlins. That's a ground ball out to short for Kessel on the first pitch, 6-3 on the putout, and down in order go the 45s. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Redding Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is an it wonderful.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fifth here, Kyle Smith getting ready to start his third inning in relief here. He'll face the 8-9-1 hitters, Vidalis, Fisher, and McPhillips. Vidalis, the catcher, is going to lead off. No official plate appearance tonight. He's been hit by a pitch and walked in his two plate appearances. Has scored both times. So Vidalis, Fisher, the second baseman, and McPhillips, the third baseman. Vidalis is your beer batter tonight, but as I mentioned, has been walked and hit by a pitch thus far, so he has not obliged the fans with discount suds here. Smith fires pitch down low. One ball, no strikes. A number of early games here, early in the game, early in this day, I should say, swing and a miss. Minnesota over the Giants, 3-2 in San Francisco. Samardzija takes the loss, drops to 2-8 on the season now. Rockies 9-1 over the Cubs in Chicago. Cardinals shut out the Phillies at home, 7-0. That ball misses 2-1 now. Rays over the A's, 6-5 in 10. Swinging a foul tip there, and it's 2-2 now. Number of games still in action here tonight. 7-0 Auburn here in the top of the fifth. Kyle Smith ready now with a 2-1 pitch. That ball is fouled out of play. 2-2 now.
That was a bump.
Two-two pitch now, and that ball is down low as well. Count goes full to Vidalis. Full count offering, called strike three, and he knew it. Vidalis puts his head down and heads to the dugout, knowing full well he watched the strike there. And then Exodus begins toward the beer garden as the beer batter obliges the fans for the first time tonight. Only one out here in the top of the frame, too, so plenty of time to get down there. One out, nobody on. That'll bring up Javon Fisher. 2-for-2, singled, scored in the second. Bases loaded, triple in the third. Ground ball to the left side. Kotz has it go right through him. And Devin Orr there to back him up at short, but no chance. That'll be an E5. So one out base runner here. And that'll bring up McPhillips. Struck out, been hit by a pitch and walked. Officially 0-for-1. Scored after being hit by a pitch in the second inning. On the grand slam. First pitch up around his eyes, 1-0. Third baseman Cots playing even with the bag at third, possibly looking for a sacrifice or a softly hit ball. There's been a number of choppers that have required charges from numerous infielders tonight. And Smith has some good sink action on his pitches. That one misses there, now 2-0 on leadoff man. Fourth time at the top of the lineup here in the fifth inning. Not a good sign here for the hometown team. That ball is hit out to left, and that's through the left side for a single. 2-0 fastball deposited into left by McPhillips, his first hit of the ball game. Runners on first and second now for Costello. Costello walked, homered, and struck out, 1-for-2. Also stole a base. Had a grand slam to right field in the second inning to open the scoring. One out, 2 men on now. Double play in order. Don't have a scouting report on Costello's speed, but he's in center, so you figure he's probably not a lead foot. Smith steps off and looks the runner back to second. Seven runs on seven hits here for the Auburn Wildcats. No runs on one hit for the 45s thus far. Offense yet to get going here tonight. First pitch of the at-bat here to Costello is outside for ball 1-0. Forty-fives 8-3 winners last night, 4-3 on the season. Short two-game set here against the Auburn Wildcats today and tomorrow. They are only two games. That ball fouled down the right field line. 1-1 now. Costello now ready back in the box. Smith recycles the signs with Kessel. Now he comes set ready with a 1-1 pitch. Down in the dirt, does not offer. Two balls in a strike now. Trying to get him to chase the off-speed pitch there. One thing you will say about these Wildcats halfway through one game, initial first impression anyway, and not afraid to go deep into the count, not afraid to work the count. 2-1 pitch, and he watches a strike there, 2-2. These guys do not seem to have a problem hitting with two strikes. 2-2 count now as Smith has a pitch to play with. Come set, here's the delivery, and that is a swing and a miss. He got him. And down on strikes for the second time is Costello, and there's two down now. That'll bring up Verlin. Single, a double, and a ground out, 2-for-3. Grounded out to first base his last time. Reminder for all you youngsters out there, 12th, 13th, and 14th of this month, as well as the 10th, 11th, and 12th of July, Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. They're going to do one the 17th and 18th of July as well. Have your young one come out and play with and learn from the 45s. ReadingColt45s.com for more information. Verlin swings and misses at a fastball in the outside half. 0-1. A lot of fun for the youngsters. The Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Got stuff between innings here at the game. Got the dizzy bat race, the three-legged race. All kinds of good stuff for the kids. Here's an 0-1. Ball is flown down the left field line, out of play, foul. Terry playing over towards the gap in left for the left-handed hitting Verlin here, who's pulled the ball each of the first three times he was up. And doubled to right in the second. First and second, two down, 0-2 pitch forthcoming from Kyle Smith. Swing and a foul tip, just got a piece of it. Deflected off the catcher Kessel to the backstop, Cal Marines, 0-2. Right-hander warming down in the bullpen for the 45s is number 19, Cody Coggins out of Simpson University, Medford native. Smith ready now with another 0-2 pitch. Delivers, swings, and that ball is lined into right field. That's going to get down in front of Murphy. Takes it on two hops. Here comes the throw to the plate, and they're going to cut it off. Fabing is going to have a play at third, and the runner is going to slide in there easily. RBI single there for Verlin, his third hit of the ballgame. Call it an RBI single. Over to third goes McPhillips. Scoring on the play is Fisher, and it's 8-0. Auburn Wildcats. So Smith came in the third, gave up three runs through a scoreless fourth, but has been touched up for another run here in the fifth. That'll bring up the cleanup man, Cale Leach. Struck out twice and been hit by a pitch, 0 for 2 in three plate appearances. Swing and miss, pitch down below his knees, 0-1. Good pitcher's pitch there from Smith. Wasting no time, Smith. Ready with the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a quick 0-2 now. Leach on base one time in three plate appearances, and it took a fastball in his elbow to make that happen. One of the few men to not put the ball in play here. 0-2 pitch again. Foul back to the screen. Just got a piece of it. Stay alive. Another two-strike pitch is hit very high into shallow center. Playable just on the outfield grass there for Ahlstrom, the second baseman. Score to pop out to number four, and that'll end the inning. One more run home. It's now 8-0 Auburn. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Left off.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
The right-hander, Hayden Josephson, thus far. No runs on one hit and one error for Redding. Eight runs on eight hits and no errors for Auburn. As this ball game half over right now, and it's been all Wildcats. We'll have the 2 p.m. matinee for you tomorrow right here on KCNR 1460. Go to the Redding Colt 45's website, reddingcolt45s.com, for the entire schedule. Thursday through Sunday baseball for you next weekend as well. Of course, every pitch, every inning here for you on KCNR.
Here we go, fans. Let's get
So Fabing is going to lead off here. He grounded out to first base his first time.
Your first baseman, number 16, Connor Fabing.
Fabing out of CSU Monterey Bay. First pitching that at bat here to Fabing is on the outside corner, 0-1. Fabing, Jackson, Murphy, and Isaiah Terry. Curveball does not quite make it back over the plate, 1-1 there. Just 43 pitches for Josephson thus far. That's a ground ball to the right side, playable at second base there for Fisher. 4-3 on the putout. Fabing is retired, one down. That'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Called out on strikes his first time. The Chico native showed off his arm, nearly completing an outfield assist earlier in the game.
Number 20, Jackson Murphy.
There's Murphy. First pitch is hit very high in the left center. Playable out there now, drifting back towards center field. And one pitch, two outs. Costello makes the play, scored a fly out to number 8. And a quick two outs here for the 45s. That'll bring up Isaiah Terry, grounded out to second base his first time. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. While you're here, check out the 2017 Sorento or Optima. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties available. Red and Kia, we will surprise you. Terry watches a strike at the knees, 0-1. Our thanks to all our friends at Red and Kia here. Another year of Colt 45's baseball. Proud to have them on board. 0-1 to Terry. Hard hit ground ball to third. That's a fair ball. Deep throw and an impressive peg across the diamond there. 5-3 on the putout. And the 45s are down in order. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here in the top half of the sixth for the 45s is going to be Cody Coggins, number 19, Simpson University right-hander. Will be the third pitcher of the evening in relief of Kyle Smith. So we can close the book on Smith. He went three innings, gave up four runs in relief of Micah Gunter. So Coggins, a 6'2 right-hander out of Medford, Oregon, will start the sixth here for Redding. Due up for the Wildcats, going to be 5-6-7, Moreau, DeSantis, and Howard. Moreau is grounded out to second base three times. So relatively quiet out of the five hole here. Cody Coggins, number 19, your new pitcher.
Kessel still behind the plate. Takes pitch high here, 1-0. Adam Moreau pops one out of play. 1-1, one strike. On deck, DeSantis. He's reached base twice in 3 plate appearances. Pop out, single, and a walk. Here's the 1-1 from Coggins. Up and away, easy. Take 2-1 now. Ready with the 2-1. The ball is fouled back over our heads in the booth here. 2-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come visit Redding Kia, their brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. Check out the 2017 Sorento or the 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties available. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Little looper out into left, or makes a diving attempt and comes up about 6 inches short. Hard throw by Terry into second base, and the runner will be safe. So that'll be a bloop double for Moreau, his first hit of the ball game. And that's kind of been the way it's gone here tonight. Even when Auburn hasn't hit the ball hard, it's found some open turf out there. Great effort there by Orr to make a diving attempt behind third base in shallow left. Came up just short. Would have been a highlight reel play. That'll bring up DeSantis. Singled and scored in the third. Also drew a walk, 1-2. Called strike on the outside corner. Good pitch there from Coggins, 0-1. 4 in the second, 3 in the third, and a single run in the fifth. Gets us to our score of 8-0 right now. Auburn leading your hometown 45s. Cody Coggins on here in his first inning of work. Has a runner on second base with nobody out. On a breezy Saturday night here at Tiger Field. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here. A one pitch is grounded slowly to third, and it's foul. Kotz took a two-hopper about a foot into foul territory, and it's quick 0-2 here on DeSantis. Gage Howard on deck. Coggins comes set ready now with an 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. First strike out of the game for Coggins. DeSantis set down. That'll bring up Howard. 1-3. Grounded out, singled, and hit into a fielder's choice. Singled and scored in the third. And left-handed hitting. Left fielder steps in here against Coggins. Runner on second, one down here. Game one of a two-game series here against these Auburn Wildcats. The only two games we will see them this year, actually. And it's on the outside corner. Good location there from Coggins, 0-1. Weather rolling toward us, but hoping to get the entire game in here before it finds its way over the ballpark. 0-1 pitch down the dirt. Good dig out by Kessel there. An all-Simpson battery to start. Micah Gunter got the win a week ago tonight. Went just 2 innings here tonight. Gave up 4 runs. Cody Coggins, third pitcher of the night here following Kyle Smith's 3 innings of work. So an all-Simpson battery here again in here in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-1 now. Infield playing pretty much straight away. Kotz even with the bag at third. The ball is fouled down the left field line. Evens the count at 2-2 now. Five. final in 11, Texas over the Washington Nationals in Washington, 6-3 in 11 innings. Two balls, two strikes here. Goggins kicks and fires. That ball was just tipped foul to stay alive. Good battle here between Goggins and Howard. Under the lights here at Tiger Field in the top of the sixth. 8-0 Tigers. 45's looking to keep the deficit right where it is with the runner on second, one down. 2-2 pitch and a very late time call granted to Howard and a groan by the hometown fans here. Coggins none too pleased about that one. He was already in his leg kick. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Chopper out to short. This should be playable out there for Orr. On to Fabing, 6-3 on the putout, and there's two down now. Heading over to third is Adam Moreau. After a leadoff double, a strikeout and a ground out, and he's one out away from getting out of the sixth here with no damage. Here's Easton Vidalis. Hit by a pitch, walked, and struck out. 0-for-1 officially. Unfortunately, following that walk and that hit by pitch, he scored each of those times in the second and third. He is the beer batter tonight, was called out looking in the fifth. Runner on third here with two down. Goggins delivers. That ball is grounded out just past second. Ahlstrom's going to have to hurry, and it kicks up off the infield. Tough hop there. So that's going to be an E4. The run's going to come around to score. The Dallas will reach. So no RBI on the play, but Moreau comes around, makes it 9-0. That'll bring up Fisher. Reached on an error his last time. He's also singled and tripled, 2-for-3. Had a bases-loaded triple in the third. For all three of his RBI. Quick throw over to first and very close play. Diving back in is Vidalis. Fisher, who deposited that triple into right center field. Watches a fastball on the outside half, 0-1 here. Run on first with two down. No balls, one strikes here. Coggins gets the sign from Kessel. Now he's ready. 0-1 delivery. Outside for ball. One ball, one strike. Only a couple games still in action here. Milwaukee over Arizona 2-1. That game is in the sixth in Arizona. Dodgers leading the Reds in the fifth. That game in Los Angeles 4-1. Blue Jays over the Mariners in Seattle 2-1. That game in the sixth inning. There's a 1-1 pitch from Coggins, and it's very high with a breaking ball, 2-1. Two-on count here on the number 9 hitter, Fisher. Coggins misses outside, 3-1 now. Runner being held on at first. Here's the 3-1 count. That ball is grounded out to third. Kotz has it bounce off of his glove back towards second base, and that'll be an E5. Fisher reaches on an error for the second time tonight, and that'll bring up McPhillips, the top of the lineup. McPhillips, 1-for-2. Singled and struck out. He's also been hit by a pitch and walked. So on base three times in four plate appearances here tonight as Kessel goes out to have a word with Cody Coggins. One run home here in the top of the sixth for Auburn. Runners on first and second now. Following the error. Dylan McPhillips, the third baseman, had an impressive throw in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the final out. Deep behind the bag. Steps in here in an RBI spot. Runners on first and second. Watches one a bit high, perhaps outside as well. 1-0. Coggins gets the sign. Now he comes set. He's ready with the 1-0 delivery. Now he's going to step back to second, look the runner back. Fabing playing behind the runner at first base. As Ahlstrom shading toward the bag to try and keep the runner on, it now returns to his position. It's a foul back towards the parking lot here. 1-1. Counts 1-1 here. Coggins fires. That one misses. 2-1 now to McPhillips. McPhillips, sixth man to bat here in the inning. Two-one pitch on the way. Down low, 3-1. And a hitter's count here for the leadoff man. Two men on, two outs here. 3-1. Coggin gets the sign. Now he's ready. And he walked him. That ball down in the dirt. And the bases are loaded, so with two outs, two consecutive errors and a walk have loaded the bases. And we're going to have a meeting on the mound. Manager Greg Cataray out to have a word with Coggins. Nobody down in the bullpen, so purely informational here. Due up, it's going to be Daniel Costello. Officially 1-for-3, but it was a big one, a grand slam in the second. He's also struck out twice. Walked and stole a base, so in four plate appearances, officially 1-for-3 with 4 RBI. He steps in a very similar position here with 2 down. And the base is loaded against a right-handed throwing Simpson University pitcher. Granted, this time it is Cody Coggins instead of Micah Gunter. But having struck out the last two times since that home run, you wonder what the approach will be like. 9-0 Auburn here, looking to add on. 45's just trying to stay within shouting distance here. Daniel Costello steps in. Bases loaded here. Coggins will stay out of the stretch. First pitch of the at-bat is outside, 1-0. Delivery on the way from Coggins. That ball is a shattered bat. Slowly hit out to second. Ahlstrom's going to barehand it and make the play. 4-3, nicely done to end the inning and limit the damage to one. But one run scores in the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom half of the frame, 9-0 Auburn. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45 is due up here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be Brendan Yawn, the DH, followed by Shane Kotz, the third baseman. And then back up to the top of the lineup, Devin Orr, the shortstop. 8-9, one hitter's due up for your hometown. 45's trailing 9-0. We've got a 12-ounce to score 9 runs. And Yawn will attempt to get it started here. He's got the lone hit of the ball game for the 45s, a single back in the third. So Yawn, Kotz, and Orr, you can say you were there when they came back from 9-0. That ball is blooped into shallow left, playable out there at shortstop for DeSantis, and he's going to make the play. Scored a pop out to number 6, and there's one out. That'll bring up Shane Kotz. Struck out his first time, 0-for-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Come down to visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 Eastern Cypress. Here in Reading, while you're there, check out the 17 Sorento or the 17 Optima. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties are available. Reading Kia, we will surprise you. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1. Josephson steals the strike with a good curveball, and Kotz grounds one to third. Deep in the hole, long throw. Well done there by the leadoff man, Dylan McPhillips, showing off the arm there. 5-3 on the putout. There's a quick two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Josephson has thrown just 51 pitches through 5 2/3. He has been very impressive here for the Wildcats. Here's Devin Orr with two outs and nobody on. Watches a strike right about thigh high, 0-1. Dominic Tating would be on deck. Orr 0-for-2. Struck out and grounded out. There's a line drive into right field, and that's a base hit. And with two outs, we got a base runner. Second hit of the ballgame here for the 45s. And the fans eager for something to cheer for here. Been all Auburn thus far, but that's why the games are 9 innings long. The only way you win a 6-inning game is with a rainout. So here's Tating. Good game last night for Dominic, 2-for-5 with 2 RBI. Hitting in the 3-hole last night, batting second here tonight. Watches the fastball up for a ball, 1-0. Josephson back in the stretch now here with two outs. Big hole on the right side with the speedy Orr on at first. That's a ground ball out to short, slowly hit. Up with it is DeSantis throwing out Tating at first, 6-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. One hit, one man left. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
today. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's on Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the seventh here at Tiger Field, 9-0 Auburn. Cody Coggins getting ready to start his second inning of work. Yielded a single run in the top of the sixth there. 9 runs on 9 hits for Auburn, no runs on 2 hits for the 45s. As Hayden Josephson has been masterful for Auburn. First pitch is grounded out to short. Devin Orr up with it. Long throw, and they're going to get him by a step. Verlin retired 6-3 on the putout. It's going to be Verlin, Leach, and Moreau, 3-4-5 hitters, due up in the visitors' half here of the seventh. Here's Leach. He struck out twice and popped out 0-3. He's also been hit by a pitch in 4 plate appearances. Coggins in the windup, ready. First pitch is hit high and deep to left center field, but playable for Isaiah Terry. 1 pitch, 2 outs. Scored a fly out to number 7. And there's 2 down here. Reminder, KCNR presentation of Colt 45's baseball brought to you tonight by Redding Kia. Come down and visit Redding Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. While you're there, check out the 17 Sorento or the 17 Optima. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties available. At Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Stop in our, see our friends at Redding Kia just across the river from us here. New dealership looks great. Fastball misses there from Coggins. 1-0 to Adam Moreau. Moreau doubled and scored, leading off the sixth inning. 1-4. He's also grounded out 3 times. That's a pop-up straight up the elevator shaft, now drifting in foul territory over to first base. And Connor Fabing will make the play. Scored a pop-out to number 3 in a quick seventh inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. And right now, Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the seventh here at Tiger Field. 45's trailing 9-0, getting ready to take their at-bat in the home half. A lovely rendition of God Bless America sung just seconds ago here. 45's in a deep hole here in game one of this series. We'll have the second game of the series here for you tomorrow, the matinee game, 2 p.m. here on KCNR 1460. But nine outs left. They trail by nine. It's going to be the heart of the lineup here. Thomas Ahlstrom, Wilson Kessel, and Connor Fabing, your 3-4-5 hitters tonight for the 45s. Trying to figure out this Auburn right-hander, Hayden Josephson, who has yielded a grand total of two hits and two batters faced over the minimum here through six innings. A breaking ball misses and a quick 2-0 here. Hitters count now. Nine runs on nine hits for Auburn. No runs on two hits and four errors for the 45s. Some sloppy defense tonight for Redding. 2-0 pitch and a chopper to the left side deep in the hole at third. Long throw and impressively done there once again. Over at third by McPhillips. 5-3 on the putout. Ahlstrom is 0-for-3. Here's Wilson Newcastle. 3-for-4 with two RBI last night. Especially impressive considering he didn't even start the game. Came in as a pinch runner for the injured Casey Trosclair. I wish the best to Casey after re-injuring a leg injury last night in the first inning. No outs. Pardon me. Nobody on and one out here for Wilson Kessel and a breaking ball. He's unable to hold up on a pitch down the dirt. 0-1. Colt 45's baseball on KCNR brought to you by Redding Kia. Come down to visit Kia at their brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. That pitch down low as well. 1-1. Test drive the 2017 Kia Sorento or 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings. 10-year 100,000 mile warranties available. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Proud sponsors your Colt 45's here on the radio. Kessel just foul tips one there, and it's 1-2 now. Again, just two batters over the minimum faced here. Through 6 1/3 by Josephson. A breaking ball just a bit high. 2-2 now. Connor Fabing on deck. He's grounded out twice, as has Kessel. A lot of ground balls tonight. Josephson has been getting soft contact and early outs here. Not a lot of deep pitch counts here either. That last pitch was number 62 on the night here through 6 1/3. So roughly 10 pitches an inning. Count is 2-2 after the foul ball. Here's the delivery to Wilson Kessel. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the second out of the inning is on strikes. That'll bring up Connor Fabing. Grounded out to second base his last time in the fifth. He's 0-for-2. Two outs, nobody on here. For CSU Monterey Bay's Connor Fabing.
Number 16, Connor Fabing. Two-out rally time.
Third at bat here for Fabing. First, and it's a line drive, one hopper out to second base, but taking on a hop cleanly, 4-3 on the putout.
goes Fabing, and down in order go the 45s. We get to the top of the eighth. Still 9-0 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's looking up at a 9-0 deficit. Cody Coggins getting ready to start his third inning of work. He's yielded just one run and two innings of relief here. He threw the sixth and the seventh, a scoreless seventh in the top half of last inning. And he's going to face DeSantis here to start. 6-7-8 hitters here for Auburn. DeSantis, Howard, and Vidalis. DeSantis singled in the third. Pardon me. 1-for-3. He's also drawn a walk. 2 stolen bases on the night, and a run scored. So he's only been on base one time, but he made it count. 2 stolen bases and a run scored in 4 plate appearances. Barbecue shutting down here as we move into the eighth inning. That one way outside, 2-0 now. Coggins ready with a 2-0 offering. That's in there for a strike, 2-1 now. Great night for baseball. We're under the lights here. 45's giving up a single. Oh, off the glove of the shortstop. A line drive, and he leapt in the air or able to knock it down, but can't quite spear it. That'll be a single to lead off for DeSantis, his second hit of the ballgame. 2-for-4 on the night now. Here's Gage Howard, grounded out to short his last time. He's 1-for-4 with a single. He's grounded out 3 times. Singled, stole base, and scored in the third. Runner on first now, nobody out. Coggins in the stretch now, looking in at Wilson. Kessel. Just a bit outside, 1-0. Reading Cole 45's Baseball on the Radio, brought to you by Reading Kia tonight. Stop in and see them at their brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress. Check out the 2017 Sorento and the 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty available. Reading Kia, we will surprise you. Swing and a miss there by Gage Howard. It's 1-1. Thanks to all of our friends at Reading Kia. Another summer of Reading Colt 45's Baseball. Here on the radio, thanks to our friends at Reading Kia. 1-1 pitch now from Coggins. That ball is over the plate. Good pitch. 4 strike. Howard flinched. Decided to let it go by. Called strike anyway. 1-2. Coggins toes the rubber. Now he comes set. Ready with a 1-2 offering. Just a bit inside. 2-2 now. Easton Vidalis, the catcher, on deck. He's been on base three times in four plate appearances. Yet to have a hit. Reached on an error, walked, and hit by a pitch. About every way you can get on base without getting a hit. There's a 2-2 now. Line drive over towards the laser tag area here. Beautiful South City Park here in Redding, California. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday night with us. Saturday Night Baseball on the radio here. We'll have Sunday matinee ball for you starting at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Game two of this series against the Auburn Wildcats. First pitch, 2 p.m. sharp. 2-2 pitch now from Coggins. Low and away, can't get him to offer. And a full count now. Kessel is going to go out and have a word with the right-hander. Activity starts to stir down in the 45's bullpen. But that could just be guys getting their scheduled work in between starts or between appearances. Micah Gunter started this game, went two innings, gave up four runs. Kyle Smith threw the third, fourth, and fifth and gave up four more. And Cody Coggins has thrown the sixth and the seventh, gave up a single run in the sixth. And that's where we rest now at 9-0 here in the top of the eighth. Runner on first and a full count. And that pitch way outside, easy take for Howard, and he walked him. The runner's on first and second now to start the inning. That'll bring up Vidalis, as I mentioned, hit by a pitch in the second and scored, walked and scored in the third, struck out in the fifth, reached on an error and was stranded at third base in the sixth. Officially 0-2 with two runs scored. First pitch of the at-bat here from Coggins. In there for a strike. Good pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. The diehards still left here in the eighth inning. 45's trailing 9-0. When the conditions get tough, you find out who the diehards are. And all these people can say they were here for this phenomenal comeback. That pitch down to the dirt. Kessel does a nice job to block it. Runner is going to advance to third. However, Howard will hold at first, so runners at the corners now with nobody out. Kessel did a good job to keep it from going to the backstop, but the runner at second with a good read and took off right away once he saw that ball was going to be trouble. 1-1 count here to Vidalis. Swing and a miss. Good pitch below the knees there from Coggins, and it's 1-2. Strikeout situation here with a runner on third and nobody out. Third baseman Kotz even with the bag. Fabing holding in the runner on at first. Middle infielders are back, so they'll trade a run for two outs. Even with the deficit here. 1-2 pitch. Called third strike, and Vidalis down on strike. Too bad it's the eighth inning. And the beer garden is closed. Otherwise, the beer batter would have obliged them for the second time tonight. Did so in the fifth. First out of the inning with a strikeout there, and now that'll bring up Javon Fisher. A single and a triple. He's also reached on an error twice. So 2-for-4 officially with three RBIs. Also scored twice. Part of a very full stat sheet for the Auburn Wildcats. Up and down the lineup. Not a lot of holes in there. First pitch below the knees. 1-0 here. Coggins not wasting any time. Comes set, ready with a 1-0 delivery. That ball is up high, 2-0 now. Fisher, not a big guy, but he put a charge into one in the third. A three-run triple into right center field over the head of Jackson Murphy and right. Hitters count 2-0 here. Called strike to the knees, 2-1. Checks the runner at first. Now he comes set, ready with a 2-1 delivery. Called strike at the belt. Good breaking ball there from Coggins. Evens the count at 2. 2-2 count. Runners at the corners. One down here in the top of the eighth. Goggins delivers. Fouled out of play, and he stays alive. That one headed toward the parking lot. Count remains 2-2 here to Fisher. He's been a tough out at the bottom of the lineup. 2-for-4, reached on an error the two times he didn't get a hit. And 3 runs batted in. 2-2 from Coggins. Just a bit high, perhaps inside. One or the other, or perhaps both. Nonetheless, full count. We'll see if they want to start that runner at first to stay out of the double play. Fisher runs well, so it'd have to be a well-hit ball to have a chance to double him up regardless. Here's a 3-2. Runner goes from first. Swing and a miss. He's out, and Kessel launches it into center field. And the runner's going to stay put at second, but the runner at third, DeSantis, will come home. So a strikeout of Fisher will be the second out of the inning. Howard steals second, and it's 10-0. Or pardon me, that was the final out of the inning. Some confusion here among the scorekeeping, but nonetheless, we head to the bottom of the eighth. Still 9-0 Reading. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball right after this on KCNR 1460.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vint Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jackson Murphy set to lead it off for your hometown 45s here in the bottom of the eighth, trailing 9-0. It's going to be 6-7-8 hitters, Murphy, Terry, and Yawn. Murphy 0-for-2, struck out and flown out so far on the evening for the Chico native at Academy of Art University down in the Bay Area. There's a breaking ball down low, and he swings right through it, 0-2. Murphy, Terry, and Yon here in the eighth. Hayden Josephson. A line drive off the bat of Murphy is fouled on the right field line. Count remains 0-2. Just 67 pitches through 7 innings for Hayden Josephson, as he has faced just 2 men over the minimum here through 7 innings. Impressive outing for the right-hander. This one is fouled back to the screen by Murphy. Oh, and 2 pitchers count here. Josephson fires. That ball is popped straight up. Playable right on the mound. Josephson's going to take it himself. Scored a pop out to number 1, and Murphy is retired. 0-for-3 on the evening. Colt 45's baseball and KCNR is brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress, just across the river from the ballpark here.
While you're there, check out a 2017 Kia Sorento or our 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties are available. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Thanks to all of our friends at Redding Kia. Their support of Colt 45's baseball. Isaiah Terry, the left fielder, steps in with one out, nobody on. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is just a bit high. That's not easy to do for the 6-4 left fielder. A double and a triple last night. 2-for-3, also drew a walk. Good night at the plate. He skies this one into right field, playable. For the second out, scored a fly out to number 9. And Terry is 0-for-3, 2 ground outs and a fly out for Isaiah. Nate Verlin makes the play out there and right for Auburn. And here's Brendan Yawn. 1-for-2 on the night. Singled in the third, popped out in the sixth. One of only 2 hits for the 45s. A single by Brendan Yawn in the third. This is a little looper out in shallow right. This could be trouble. And it's going to be a diving play. No, it's going to be a single. That one's going to get down. Second hit of the night for Yawn. Just the third hit of the night for the 45s. And with 2 outs, they'll have a base runner here for Shane Kotz. He didn't hit it hard, but it's a line drive in the box score tomorrow for Brendan Yawn. 2-for-3 now. With 2 singles, Kotz has struck out and grounded out 0-for-2. Just the third hit of the night for the 45s. With 2 outs here in the 8th inning. Against Josephson, Devin Orr on deck. He would bat next should Kotz extend the inning. Big hole on the right side of the runner being held on. Fastball up around the letters. Easy take there, 1-0. All Auburn here tonight, 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Wildcats. No runs on 3 hits and 4 errors for your hometown 45s. Here's the 1-0 to Shane. Watches a changeup just a bit low that time. Would have been a good pitcher's pitch, but it's 2-0 nonetheless. 45s need all the help they can get here tonight. Next pitch will be number 75 here through 7 2/3. That's a fastball over the plate, 2-1 now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. sharp for a first pitch here. We'll be live a few minutes before that for your Turtle Bay Exploration Park pregame show. The 2-1. We'll be recapping this game as well as other news from around the world of baseball. That pitch misses to Kotz there, now 3-1. Hitters count here for Shane. Line drive into right field. That's going to get it down and roll for a while. Yawn's going to head towards third as Kotz heads towards second. And they're going to hold Yawn at third. That's a stinging double there for Shane Kotz, his first hit of the game. And the 45s have their best threat of the night thus far with runners on second and third and 2 down. 2 out hits will get you into heaven. And 2 out RBIs, even more so. Here's Dominic Tating. Pardon me, Devin Orr now will bat. Tating on deck. Orr singled his last time. 1-for-3 on the evening. Had a great night last night. On base 3 times in 5 plate appearances. 2-for-4 with a walk. 2 stolen bases. Comes up in a big spot here. Biggest at bat of the night here for the 45s. So Orr steps in against the right-hander. He's got one of the 4 hits tonight as well. A hit here could score 2 runs. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Josephson comes set, now he's ready. The 0-1 pitch. In there for a strike, 0-2. Pitchers count 0-2 to Devin Orr now. 2 down runners at 2nd and 3rd. 45's threatening here, trying to get on the board. That one down low for a ball, 1-2. Beautiful night under the lights here for Saturday Night Baseball at Tiger Field. 45's trying to Break into the scoring column here. That's a hard hit ground ball to third. It's going to kick up, long throw, and they're going to get him. Nice play there. 5-3 on the putout. As that's been a black hole over there at third base all night. And that'll end the inning. Two men left on. We head to the top of the ninth. Still 9-0 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher for the home team here in the top of the ninth for your 45s. It's going to be right-hander Danny Vietti, number 17, a 6'3", 210-pounder out of William Jessup University, a native of Cottonwood, California, so a NorCal kid here, making, I believe, his third appearance on the season. We'll make sure to get you that once it becomes available here. It's going to be the top of the lineup here for the visitors. McPhillips, the third baseman, who had another nice play to close out the scoring chance for the 45s in the eighth. That ball is hit high and deep to left center field. Now coming in is Terry, as that ball was a can of corn by the time it was all said and done. Looked better off the bat than it ended up being out in the field, and that's going to be a fly out to number seven to start the ninth. That'll bring up Costello. Costello officially 1-for-4 with a stolen base and a walk, but that one was a grand slam. First pitch here from Vietti is inside for ball 1-0. It'll be Costello, then Verlin. Just one hit on the night, but it was a big one, a grand slam for Costello in the third. Pardon me, in the second to start the scoring. That made it 4-0. It's 9-0 right now. 45s did not get a man into scoring position until the bottom of the eighth inning here. Vince Josephson, 2-0 pitch from Vietti is very high, 3-0 now. Three-ball count here, and Vietti fires. That ball is low and inside, and he walked him. So a one-out base runner here in the person of Costello, and that'll bring up Verlin. Grounded out to short his last time. 3-for-5 overall. Two singles and a double. He's also got a run batted in. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Steps in with a runner on first and one down. Vietti fires, and that ball is fouled off his foot, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Kia at their brand new dealership located at 418 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. Check out the 2017 Sorento and Optima. Hot summer savings, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Our thanks to all our friends at Redding Kia, making Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. Another season on the radio. 0-1 count here after the foul ball to Verlin. Diddy ready. That's a ground ball to first base. Oh, over kicks over the head of Fabing. A high chopper. And perfectly hit to skip over his head. Runner's going to go all the way over to third. That's Costello. And a single for Verlin, his fourth hit of the night. three singles and a double for the right fielder. And it's first and third with one out. Actually going to charge an error as the runner advanced to third on an error officially there. So another sloppy play there. So we're going to say Costello advances to third, error by the right fielder. So Murphy, unable to come up with it cleanly there, allows the runner to head to third. So runners the corners now with one out. 1-0 count after the first pitch misses from Vietti. Foul ball there off the bat of Cale Leach. 0 for 4 tonight. Two strikeouts, a pop out, and a fly out. He was hit by a pitch in the second. So 0 for 4 in 5 plate appearances for the first baseman. One of the few men in Auburn not to really get it going here tonight. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. Good pitcher's pitch from Vietti there, and it's 1 and 2 now. Cotsi moving the bag over at third. And they're being held on in first, so plenty of room to shoot out on both sides of the infield here. That ball was fouled down the right field line. Count remains 1 and 2 here. .45 is looking up at a 9-0 deficit. Due up in the home half, it's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters in your lineup. Tating, Alstrom, and Kessel to try and get something going. Breaking ball there from Vietti and a good emergency hack by Leach just to stay alive. And excuse me, swing there to just tap it foul. Still 1-2. Cottonwood native Danny Vietti looking to get the strikeout here. Fastball up, can't get him to chase 2-2 as Leach turns away from it. Two count now. That ball is a soft liner out to second base, and Thomas Alstrom's going to take it easily. Call it a pop out if you want. We'll call it a soft liner. Nonetheless, a harmless out. Both runners stay put. Two outs now with runners at the corners. And that'll bring up Adam Moreau. 1 for 5 on the night. Doubled and scored in the sixth. He's also grounded out 3 times and popped out once. His last at bat a pop out in the seventh to first base. Watches one outside for ball 1-0. Vietti looking to throw a scoreless frame and whittle that ERA down a little bit. That ball has popped up over our heads out of play 1-1 now. Out towards the now closed barbecue. One and one now here on Moreau. That ball is fouled back to the screen. 1-2 now.
Let's go. The bathroom's right here.
One ball, two strikes now, and Vietti about to dance out of a first and third one-out jam here in the ninth. Hope I don't jinx him by speaking too soon here. Induced the soft line out by Leach, and now a 1-2 count on Moreau, and tries to get a backdoor breaking ball that doesn't quite make it back. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. A 2-2 from Vietti. Swing, no, a called third strike on the outside corner. Checked his swing, and he punched him out anyway. And Vietti throws a scoreless ninth. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 45s need to get to that offense going. Down 9-0. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Redding weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the ninth here, Dominic Tating ready to get things started here for the hometown 45s against Hayden Josephson. First pitch misses. He's needed just 83 pitches through the first eight innings, and he's faced just four men over the minimum. Allowed just four hits here tonight. Called strike on the outside corner there. It's 1-1. Tating 0 for 3. He's grounded out twice and popped out. It'll be Tating, Alstrom, and Kessel in that order. And a check swing there. Did he go? Yes, he did. And a called second strike there. 1-2 now. Josephson kicks and fires, and that one is outside for ball 2-2 now. Two-two pitch to Tating now. Called third strike, a curveball in the outside corner. And it's been that kind of night for the 45s.
Your second baseman, number 14,
Josephson,
Alex Alstrom,
has been superlative here tonight. Running out of adjectives here tonight for the Auburn right-hander. Reminder, a 2 p.m. start for us tomorrow. And what will likely be the 45s trying to avoid a two-game sweep here, barring a comeback for the ages. Ground ball to short by Alstrom. 6-3 on the putout, and there's now two down. They're down to their final out. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Redding Kia. Come on down and visit Redding Kia at their brand-new dealership located at 418 East Cypress, right across the river from us at the ballpark here in Redding, California. While you're there, check out the 2017 Kia Sorento or the 2017 Optima. Hot summer savings and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties are available. Redding Kia, we will surprise you. Wilson Kessel looking to prolong the agony here. Down 2-0. Or down 2 outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the ninth. Trailing 9-0, if only it were 2-0. First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Josephson trying to complete the complete game shutout. Four hitter thus far. Kessel watches a strike in there. It's 1-1. Nine runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Wildcats. No runs, four hits, five errors for the 45s. So a tough night all around for the Redding Colt 45s here tonight. A hard hit ground ball to second deep in the hole. Up with his Fisher. No, it's going to get through, and Kessel's got a two-out single. First hit of the night for the Simpson University backstop. He's 1-for-4. That'll bring up Connor Fabing. Fabing has grounded out three times here tonight.
First baseman, number 16, Connor Fabing.
Next pitch of the night will be number 100 for Josephson. Trying to record the final out here in what has been a masterful game. Fifth hit of the night for the 45s. Just came off the bat of Wilson Kessel. Three of those five hits have come in the eighth or the ninth here. Just two hits allowed through seven. First pitch is a called strike here to Fabing on the outside corner, 0-1. Wasting no time, goes back and fires a fastball in the dirt. 1-1 now. Two p.m. start tomorrow for the matinee game. Thursday through Sunday next weekend, go to readingcolt45s.com for the entire schedule. Here's a little tapper foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2 now.
And down to their final strike now are the 45s. Jackson Murphy would bat next should the inning continue. Pitch number 106 now from Josephson is tapped foul on the first baseline. Count remains 1-2 now. Taking a long look in now, pitching from the stretch for the runner on first and two down. It's ground ball down the third baseline. That is inside line fair. Kessel's going to head to third. Fabing's going to have at least a double. Kessel being held up now. And a runner on second and third for the second inning in a row as a double by Connor Fabing, his first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-4. And it's taken until the eighth and the ninth inning for us to figure out Josephson here. As a single and a double in the eighth, a single and a double in the ninth. Still no runs here. Two outs and runners on second and third for Murphy now. And the Chico native will attempt to get the 45s on the board here. It's 9-0 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. But runners on second and third here. A two-out rally. Single by Wilson Kessel and a double by Connor Fabing. Went down to his last strike. And now Jackson Murphy looks to keep it going. That's a line drive into left. That's going to get down for a hit. There goes the shutout. Kessel's going to score. Fabing's going to be held up at third. Jackson Murphy delivers. He's going to be headed to second. Here's the throw, and he is going to be thrown out to end the ball game. Unbelievable. A line drive RBI hit. Kessel scores. Fabing holds up at third. Murphy thrown out at second by the catcher, attempting to take the extra base. So that is how this game will end, 9-1 on a hit. Your final score, Auburn, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Reading, 0 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors. Your winning pitcher tonight with a complete game does not get the shutout, but does get the complete game. It's Hayden Josephson for the Wildcats. Micah Gunter takes the loss for the 45s. We'll be right back after these messages with your postgame show. Once again, your final score, Auburn 9, Reading 0. Right back after this.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated tranquil enclosed butterfly house. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house, and you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here in final at Tiger Field. Reading loses the opener of this two-game series to the Auburn Wildcats 9-1. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Auburn. 1 run on 7 hits, 5 errors for the 45s. A sloppy night defensively. Your winning pitcher tonight, Hayden Josephson for Auburn. A complete game, 1 run on 7 hits.
took a shutout into the ninth, took a two-hitter into the eighth, gave up five hits over the final two frames, but was able to hang on for the win, 9-1 victory for Auburn. Your losing pitcher tonight, Micah Gunter, the right-hander for Simpson University. Our next game starts, well, in about 16 hours or so, 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Make sure to tune in for us here if you can't make it out to the park. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. Just $3 for our fans, 62 and over. Go to the ReddingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. We'll have every pitch for you, every game right here on KCNR and KCNR1460.com, streaming live all around the world. Once again, your final score here tonight, Auburn 9, Reading 1. For my engineer, Jared King, I've been Kyle DeFore. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday night with us. I want to thank our sponsors, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and, of course, Reading Kia with their brand-new showroom right here at 418 East Cypress in Reading. Once again, your final score, Auburn 9, Reading 1. We'll see you at 2 p.m. tomorrow for first pitch of the matinee game. Good night, everybody.
Memory. Before the debut of his hit series, stand-up comedian Jerry Seinfeld had been seen on TV only on cable specials, late-night TV, and a brief run as a delivery boy on Benson in 1980 and 1981. The theme for Jerry, Kramer, Elaine, and George was written by Jonathan Wolf, and it sounded like it was played on a rubber band.
That was our babka.
You can't beat a babka.
We had that babka.
How about a carrot cake?
And why is that a cake? You don't make carrots into a cake. I'm sorry.
What's this one? That cinnamon babka.
Another babka?
Stay tuned to hear more Sound Memories on Fox News Talk.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. Do you ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Yeah, it's amazing that story didn't get out. And also, the president's got to learn from this. I mean, the more you think about it, the whole thing, the reason we had a Comey yesterday, the reason why we have all this controversy for the last 3 weeks and a special counsel is because the president was so determined to end this investigation because he doesn't feel there was any Russian collusion that he went ahead and was sloppy about it. And then God said, you know, the heck with James Comey. I'm the president. I don't need that. So he fires him without him there, calls the anger. And then tells Lester Holt he did it because of Russia, even though he had the original answer with his communication team was totally different. And when it turns out that James Comey had notes, and if you put that in the paper, he believed the special counsel would be convened, would be named, it was right, right, and right. And now that's why you had a Comey, a disgruntled former employee with a lot of pride who feels as though he was dissed. But is it obstruction of justice? Are we as a country out of the woods? Because guess what? We don't know about how the Russians hacked into our election. We have not built up our cyber defenses. We have not retaliated against Russia except we threw some diplomats out of the country where they didn't belong anyway. What about hitting them back with a cyber attack, number one? Number two, the collusion. I don't know. Are you really concerned about Trump collusion? Because no one brings it up. You just have something else to talk about, and it's obstruction of justice. Brian, listening on News 96.5 in Orlando. Hey, Brian.
Hey, hi, Brian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First-time caller. Love the show, man. Listen every day.
I'm honored.
What I have is a comment and then a question for you to ponder. Comey pretty much is conflating. What he's doing is he's doing the same thing the left, the Dems, the any and or never Trumpers have been doing for the past 3 months, and that is conflating two competing ideas. He stated in his testimony that he wanted to initiate a special prosecutor. Okay.
Yep.
So what they didn't ask him and drove down on in the testimony was, what are you asking for a special prosecutor for? Are you saying is it for the collusion with the Russians, number one? Or number two, is it for obstruction of justice for merely asking for the, from the president asking that Flynn get cut a break? So pretty much he's proven to have his own political agenda. What that is, we may never know. Because it looked like he's competing in both sides, left Democrats and Republicans.
All right, so let's break down what you said, Brian. For people that work every day and were not able to see the whole testimony, what he said is, I leaked this stuff out in order to get my side of the story out because he said he had tapes, and I wanted them to convene a special prosecutor. All right, fine. Why? I thought you also said that the FBI will be fine with or without you. Are you the only one capable of pursuing this? Now the FBI has to punt it to somebody on the outside because you were fired and you did this in order to make that happen? Is that confidence in your own FBI? And Robert Mueller's name, by the way, it worked out perfectly. Robert Mueller gets named. The pressure gets so great. The deputy attorney general comes forward and says, I'm going to name a special counsel. And it's going to be Robert Mueller, who happens to be a mentor in many respects to James Comey. So if James Comey gets disrespected and gets fired on ceremony,